please. You, your choice, my friend, wherever you choose to sit. Hi, peoples. Welcome back to the program. We said we'd be back on Monday. I remember saying that Thursday. I think I said that Thursday. And then look, we're back. Hope the weekend was good. Hope you all had a grand weekend. I am joined, per usual, as I like to say, by Mr. Dave Landau.
Hello, everyone.
And, of course, Dan Natterman joins us today.
How do you do?
Welcome back to the program, Dan.
Good to be here. Can I just say that if any fans want to tweet that they don't like me, don't tag me.
Just don't tag him in it.
Yeah, I don't want to see it.
Yeah, why would you want to see that?
Well, that's all our fans.
Yeah, because
I say dude too much. I found that out. So
say dude
here,
too much?
Sir. That's for you, dude. Fucking cunt.
I don't know.
You can't
please everyone. It's the prime example of that is last night, Game of Thrones. I've been reading tweets and articles and whatnot on Game of Thrones. It's been on for fucking years and years and years. 8 years, is it? Something like that?
Yeah.
And there's people that just hate it. They just can't stand it. And they have to tell the people. I follow some of the people's accounts that are on the show. And it's just, they're like, thank you, fans of this, for giving us the opportunity to make this show. And fuck you, it sucked, lazy prick, dick shit, fuck.
Dude, I've...
Who wants to read that?
I've had people tweet and be pissed off that I've never seen an episode.
Yeah.
So it's like, oh, it seems like it really paid off for you guys after today.
Yeah.
Like it was
they're mad at him for not watching it.
8 year investment.
And then they're happy for not watching it. I think I did it right. I watched the first two seasons. I stopped watching. And then I picked right back up this season. And I figured out everything that was going on.
Sure.
I didn't need to see any of the middle of Game of Thrones. By the episode last night, I had figured out everything that had happened. I knew all the characters. I knew their backstories. So that's all I fucking needed. I didn't have to sit for 8 years.
Yeah, I just saw the first season and then...
that's it.
I thought it was good. I just, for some reason...
I thought it was pretty good. And I thought the finale last night was good. It wasn't this epic, like, oh my God, the best finale ever. And it didn't suck ass like Dexter or something.
God, that was awful.
But,
was
yeah.
it the series finale? Like the
yeah, that's
thing's
it.
Done?
It's
okay.
Dunsky.
I didn't know if it was the season or the series.
No, it's done. It's over, Johnny.
So what happened?
Rambo.
What everybody's so mad about.
Everyone's mad because did everybody watch it?
This will be a spoiler.
Did everybody watch it?
I didn't watch it,
but you can spoil it for me.
Yeah. The win goes to the Starks. The win goes to the Starks. They are the ones that seem to emerge from this, even after much tragedy at the beginning of the series, with the father getting his head cut off and the Red Wedding and the mother's throat slit. All that happy horseshit. Now Bran, the kid in the wheelchair, is the king of the six kingdoms. The seventh one, of course, goes to the queen there. What's her name with the red hair? Very cute.
Sansa.
She's a fucking maniac in real life. Holy
God,
shit,
is
she a party animal?
Oh, dear.
No, that's the dude.
Oh, thank God.
That's the guy. He's crippled.
What about the little guy?
Yeah, Dinklage.
Dinklage.
He live?
Dinklage almost again died. He skirted execution because Jon Snow killed the queen, the dragon lady queen, who wanted him dead because he kind of fucked her over during that last battle. Let Jaime Lannister go. Jaime Lannister threw the king out the window when he was a kid. It's whatever it is. So they go through this whole thing, and he stabs the fucking woman he loves, who's the queen, dragon queen, who decides she's going to just kill everybody that doesn't think like her. So he got all pissed, thought, this is what I got to do.
She's a liberal?
Yeah, she's like fucking AOC. She's fucking Alexandria Cortez or whatever the fuck her name. Yeah, so it turned out like, I guess... So the redhead's the queen of her little area there.
The North.
The North. She's the queen. And then Jon Snow goes back to the Night's Watch where he doesn't even need to be anymore. There's no Walking Dead people.
That's his punishment. They banished him to the north of the wall, and he has to explore that whole area that nobody's been to.
Oh, okay, the woods and everything. Yeah.
Where all the White Walker stuff
And
was.
Then Arya goes off, they say, like Christopher Columbus.
Is this the last we've seen? There's got to be. I can't believe this is really going to be the end.
I think they'll probably some kind of a spin-off or a prequel or sequel or some shit because it's just too much money to be made.
Has there ever been a finale that people like besides Breaking Bad and MASH?
Wow. That's a good goddamn question.
It seems everybody hates it. I like the Sopranos one, and everybody hates it.
In hindsight, I wound up liking the Sopranos one. Initially,
I think he gets shot.
I was sitting in front of that television on the night it aired.
I was pissed. I won't lie.
Went black,
yeah.
And the credits rolled. I was ready to fucking kill somebody.
Saved by the Bell have a finale?
What was Saved by the Bell?
I think they graduated, and then they brought
Screech the... Screech got a
hand job. Screech went to prison.
And they started the new class.
Happy Days had an interesting finale, I remember, because Tom Bosley, he did a toast at the end.
Did he?
He said, and here's to Happy Days. So it was like a double meaning.
Oh, it's like, hey, look, that's the show title.
It's a show title, yeah.
He said the name of the show in the film.
Yeah. The show, but it was like a double meaning, so I thought that was kind of cool. I don't remember.
It was pretty done by then. They really went a little too long. They totally got off of the 50s, early 60s thing. They were literally in the time that the show was filmed, in the late 70s, early 80s.
I don't think they got quite to that.
They were just like the dry look from Gillette.
It actually passed real time.
They were in the future. Happy Days of the future.
What about Newhart?
People liked that one.
That was interesting.
Yeah.
It was a throwback to the Bob.
Woke up back in bed with Suzanne Plachette.
Suzanne Plachette with her voice like this.
Punky Brewster was her dad being arrested, I believe.
Oh, was that? A punky guy. Yeah.
And what was Elf? Did he just eat a cat?
Yeah.
Or they just stopped making it? They're like, he's on heroin and the dad's been sucking dick and smoking crack. He did.
Yeah, he turned out to be like a crackhead.
Yeah, they had a bunch of pictures of him like blowing dudes and smoking crack.
That's a good finale.
He got when Norm Macdonald had the Norm show on ABC, the father from Alf was on that show, I guess is Norm's boss.
Yeah.
And that was one of the reasons why they kind of ended the Norm show, because he was caught in a crack den. Like, he disappeared for a while.
I can't smoke crack no more?
Yeah.
People being all judgmental?
He can do what he wants with his Elf money.
Assholes, right? You got all that Elf money and you can't suck some dick and smoke some crack.
Come on. Fucking Jerry Stahl was on heroin when he wrote every fucking episode. What difference does it make?
I don't know. Like, big shows, obviously the big shows have the big finales and they gear up for them and stuff. I don't know.
It's hard if you're a show that's that popular and you've been on that many years. The finale can't possibly be satisfying. It's too much to ask.
Dexter at least let us know it would suck by having three shitty seasons before the end.
Yeah, I wasn't really into that show after the first season.
After the John Lithgow season 3,
yeah.
That one was great, and then it was like, all right.
I watched that. The Walking Dead was like, they didn't have a finale, unfortunately. They should.
They're still going.
It's still going.
And they're launching a third show.
I had a finale a few seasons ago with that. That was my finale for the show. I just stopped watching it. Became ridiculous.
Yeah, I saw George A. Romero make Night of the Living Dead, and that's all I needed.
That's it. And then Dawn of the Dead, which was
good.
Rames was
really
good.
That was actually a cool movie.
Like that one.
And also 28 Days Later. That was
pretty
cool.
28 Days Later, 28 Weeks Later. You know, like a good zombie movie?
That's not my genre.
Not your genre?
But
what's your genre?
Well, movie-wise?
If you had to go search in genres on
anything
Netflix.
With drug dealing, I tend to like.
You like that shit?
Yeah, pretty much anything.
Yeah, yeah.
Scarface or Blow or...
Of course, Blow is
Traffic.
Very good.
I enjoyed Blow, yeah.
Okay, yeah, Blow is good.
And, this is a cross-genre thing, was Boogie Nights. I don't know what genre that
Boogie
was.
Boogie Nights is awesome.
It's its own genre.
It could be a drug type thing.
Drug
but
slash
sort of
porno.
Yeah, I mean, 70s, that's
70s. Okay. I don't know what it was, but I know I like it.
Movie, yeah.
It was good. I watched that movie once
Hedonism.
Years ago and then thought, like, ah, it's pretty good. And then it just grows on you. You watch it a few more times and it becomes hilariously funny.
Yeah, it's half funny and half tragic.
Yeah.
But right in the middle of it, it goes from funny. And then it just switches over to tragic.
Tragic. Yeah.
Well, and it kind of goes right away from the woman getting banged in the driveway to William H. Macy blowing his brains out.
I think that was
the party.
I guess that was the turning point.
Yeah. I think that was at the 1980s New Year's Eve party, which was the big changeover from the 70s to 80s. A lot of changes. The
video as opposed to film.
Yeah. It became tragic. Yeah. But still hilarious.
I love that
movie. It's my dojo. His bedroom. He's such a tool. He plays such a good asshole in that movie.
The ending's a bit of comedy when he just pulls his dick out.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Just stops.
I think that's supposed to be tragic. In the truck when he's trying to jerk off in front of the guy. Out, yeah. Yeah, fuck you. Yeah.
Thanks. What does he say? He's like, you can, yeah, I'll show it you for five. You can watch me jack for 10. Which I have said so many times.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Oh, stop. I can't concentrate.
The guy just beats shit out of him.
So awkwardly bad. I watched a couple of things over the weekend. I watched that George Clooney version type of Catch-22 that's on, where's that on? Hulu? I was like, eh. And then it just made me watch the original with Alan Arkin.
It was, it was really good. I shut it off.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was not good.
It wasn't good.
No, it was really bad.
It's like you got something that works, that actually works in that setting, which is the Alan Arkin version. There's so many other stars in that movie. And it's really done well. It's that mash the movie type satire mm-hmm. that they did. And it's good. Alan Arkin is perfect. The guy they got for the reboot there, he's all right, but it's not like Alan Arkin's the only guy, because he was playing Alan Arkin, I think. It's just that whole
It seems like it was written for him.
Yeah. It was really really good, the original. This one though, they got that guy
and... Well, the problem with Clooney in this too is it just seems like because TV's so popular now, they just forced him into something.
Yeah, well, he paid for it. He's a producer.
Yeah.
So they're like, oh, Clooney, be part of this so we can throw your name in there.
But it reminded me of, like, The Men Who Stare at Goats, where it's like, so are you quirky? Is this? That's
right,
what I didn't
right.
like.
He tries to be too satirical in everything he does. Even though this movie is supposed to be satire, but not so goofy.
But the characters weren't goofy. Like, you know what I mean? Like, they weren't. Yeah, that wasn't part of the satire.
It was
in the
over
original.
The top. It looks great. I will tell you, this movie looks great. If you like a good World War II movie with the bomber aircraft and stuff and some of the in-flight scenes and everything, that's awesome.
No, it's Clooney who fucks it up, honestly.
Yeah, what is with him? He fucks everything up.
He made a movie that I did like, which was, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou, where he was that quirky character.
Yeah, that's
Coen
Brothers.
Then he hasn't stopped since.
Yeah.
And it's like, it just doesn't work in anything else.
No, he started being that goofy guy.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I'm not feeling it.
Yeah, I don't buy it. Well, he's just not a character actor. He's a leading man trying to be a character actor.
Yeah.
And it doesn't work.
So he's too old for leading man, I guess, at this point.
Yeah, at that point, he's getting a little bit there. I mean, they could, you know,
throw
some soy sauce in his hair and put a few of those elastic pullbacks to get the skin going,
and
then some digital work, maybe, if they want to youngen him up.
That's true.
What actor was able to pull off leading man the longest? I mean, 55. He's about 55. That's probably about the end of the line for any.
I know. It's
Clint Eastwood?
I guess. Eastwood.
But Eastwood is. When was the last time Eastwood was real in, like, getting the girl leading man?
Well, if you count The Young Neighbor, Gran Torino.
Gran Torino.
Yeah, that's a good point. Like an actual heartthrob in a movie. Maybe like a Kris Kristofferson, but it was probably in his 50s.
Brad Pitt's been there for a long time, and he's still there.
He's got to be 50-something.
He's about 55, too.
Yeah. And he's still able to pull that shit off.
Matt Damon.
Leonardo DiCaprio. He could pull that off.
He's got to be like 40,
he's a bit younger.
Though.
He's in his 40s.
Is he?
Yeah.
I think he's mid-40s.
He was a child actor in Growing Pains.
Yeah, that's it. He was a little kid in the
Titanic. He was whatever. He was 23.
Yeah, he was still a kid in that one. I don't know.
God, he's been getting
Tom pussy. Hanks.
Yeah.
Tom Hanks has a good, you could put him in a leading
role. He's another guy, though.
He never really was the heartthrob.
Not the heartthrob. No. He's kind of the,
And as much as we love him, he makes a lot of shitty movies.
Does he?
Oh, my God. Hologram for the King.
Got the ball in Castaway.
Yeah. He got the ball, so that was his.
The only one.
Who... They had a pretty good relationship while it lasted.
Yeah, he was.
That one.
Him and Wilson. He made it a boy.
Yeah. I don't. This guy, Tom, is ready to say Boogie Nights sucked. I want to know why. Tom, my good friend, what is up?
How you doing, man?
You don't like Boogie Nights?
No, I mean, the whole concept of the movie is just gay, in my opinion.
It's gay?
A bunch of men dancing, doing blow. I mean, I got to ask you, Anthony, what's your favorite part about Boogie Nights? Like, what do you like about the movie?
I love the 70s characters. Those are great. The fucking, what's his name?
Philip Seymour Hoffman?
Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Yeah, that's
hilarious.
Seems gay, but it's hilarious.
Yeah, it's very gay. There are some gay things going on there, but it's this just all those people that thought they were doing very well, and they're pathetic. All pathetic.
They took it so serious.
Yeah, it took it very seriously.
Roller girl smashing a guy's head in.
Real film.
Their roller skates.
Yeah, roller girl naked was very good. That was a good part of the movie. Watching the movie they made.
Ultra-like.
The movies like, they were making with the two guys, and they were supposed to be like the action spy guys.
Or the album that they make, John C. Reilly and Mark Wahlberg is brilliant.
They were just sad, pathetic people, and. It was. I just thought it was very well
done. Throw the soundtrack.
The soundtrack
and the scene with was his name Alfred Molina, where he was in the bathroom.
Oh yeah.
You know, and
Alfred Molina's hilarious in that one. Yeah. He's fucking great. Ricky Springfield is a friend of mine.
William H. Macy being cucked the whole movie.
Oh yeah. There's so many great scenes in that movie. It looks good. It's fucking filmed.
Shot well. The acting's good.
Yeah, the music.
I think we just converted the caller.
Yeah, go watch it again. I think you'll love it.
I mean, now I'm a firm believer. But I mean, still, Boogie Nights is pretty gay though.
It's gay. I think it's supposed to be though. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it kind of covers. It's sort of like the Wonderland Murders sort of era into like John Holmes into where he does actually porn.
It's
like
supposed to obviously be a John Holmes.
Yeah, there's a tinge of homosexuality.
And then there's Philip Seymour Hoffman who was in love with Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah, yeah.
And that was overtly.
I'm a fucking idiot. I'm a fucking idiot.
Just got the.
Oh God.
It's got the fucking.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
All right, thanks, Tom.
Randy Quaid in Kingpin hair.
You're right. I think we changed his.
I think he's. Of a different mind, yeah.
Right. I don't think he's as against that movie as he tried to make himself out to be when he did that. I watched a few other things. There's so much crap on. With the Game of Thrones thing, Meghan McCain was on The View, of course, and spoiled it for everybody, which is good because that means real men didn't have it spoiled for them. They would never sit and watch that drivel. Those cackling hens. So here she is ruining the Game of Thrones for everybody, and it upset a few people.
Stretch for 28 seconds.
Oh, right. Is it buffering, or is there a commercial?
Commercial, yeah.
Stupid commercial. They didn't used to be commercials. Now, everything, especially if it's a network thing. But I wonder how upset they really were. One of the girls says she was 4 seasons in. So it really fucked things up that she spoiled it for her. Whoopi seems a little upset, but I guess she's catching hell on the internet because you're not supposed to. How long are you supposed to not say anything after a show is on TV?
Especially with social media now where
you're
instantly.
Fucking know.
We're at the end of a giant era of pop culture. Came to close last night with the series finale of Game of Thrones. And this morning, there are actually counselors you can reach out to if you're having a hard time with it. Anybody having a tough time? Are you?
Yes.
Jeff.
Thank you.
Oh, people in the audience.
God damn, that is some money.
Oh, that's so sad.
It is sad.
I spent 8 years of my life watching this, and it was a horrible ending. Horrible. Bran is the worst. Sorry, that's a spoiler. But, like, he didn't do anything, and now he gets to rule. It should have been the mother of dragons.
Oh, Megan!
Oh, I'm sorry.
She pretty much just spilled all the beans right there.
Season 4! I'm sorry, but
she's like, I don't care. Whatever.
Is this show live? It's done live?
Yeah. If he just shows up in her bathrobe now, is that what she's doing?
Yeah, she doesn't care.
I have been avoiding spoilers.
It's the wardrobe from Karina. Karina.
Who watched live last night, like everyone's supposed to. Okay. It was terrible.
Damn.
I'm so disappointed.
That's a good point. All the real fans watch it live.
You watch it live, and then if you don't watch it live, that's your fault for watching anything until you then watch it or going online or shit. Then that's on you. You should know better. Everyone's going to be talking about it. This is that narcissistic thing everyone has, that they're the most important person in the world. I didn't see it, but hey, world, don't tell me how it ends.
Well, she could have said, spoiler alert, turn off your TV, I guess.
Right.
You know.
But she's in the middle doing a show, and the woman in the yellow jacket knew the ending until everybody acted like they didn't, and
right.
then she stood up and acted surprised.
Someone, right before I watched it last night, I was looking on Twitter, and I saw the Iron Throne on wheels, like a wheelchair. So I was like, oh, fuck, I think they got me. And it turned out they did get me. Because during the whole thing, I was just thinking, oh, it's going to be him. Okay. Because it kind of got spoiled for me.
I don't even know.
But I'm not going to get mad at any of that. And like I said, how long are you supposed to? There are people that weeks after something comes out, you talk about it, and they're like, oh, man, it must not have been that important to you. If you're waiting weeks before you see it.
Yeah, I saw the last episode of Breaking Bad before I watched the series.
Oh, wow.
Didn't change anything for me.
No, you almost can do that.
Yeah.
So you could see how his whole life ends up at that moment.
And it was brilliant.
So it kind of works.
And really, when you look at Breaking Bad that everybody hails as so great, it is, but it is the most basic ending they could have had in the sense of he dies with the monster that he created the end.
Yeah.
You know, it's
That's
not...
It. Can we talk about Sam Malone was bald on the last episode?
Oh, my God.
Or is it too early to talk about that?
Spoilers... Yeah, he takes his wig off.
That was a finale, right?
I think that was a finale. It should have been, I guess. Yeah, Cheers was a big finale. They had a Cheers finale party in Boston. I think the Tonight Show did it with Leno, and it was a catastrophe. They were all fucking drunk off
their
asses.
Every show they were, too.
It was, yeah.
Yeah, they talk about it in, like, I watched the Each Hollywood Story years ago, and Woody Harrelson was like, yeah, that's real beer.
Yeah,
we're all drunk.
Yeah, they...
It was hosted by Jay Leno. They made them do the Tonight Show live.
Yeah, it was a live
so
Tonight Show.
So it was constantly getting dumped because they were all hammered.
They were hammered drunk, yeah.
Yeah, and you could see how pissed Jay was because he's trying to do this thing and they're all just not giving a fuck about anything going on because the show's over. They don't care.
Yeah, they don't give a shit. They're all drunk. Wow. What is Jay?
Kelsey Grammer's on coke. He's rambling.
Peter Dinklage kind of, he made being a midget cool almost, I think.
He really did.
It's never been done before.
No, most times midgets would play a role. It was like, look, it's the midget. He was actually playing a role that anyone could have fit in, no pun there, but anyone could have played that role. And he played it, and he didn't have to be a midget. He just happened to be. He's a really good actor. I thought he did great the entire series. Yeah, really good job.
He might be a leading man with longevity.
Oh, you can't smack him in anything else, though, and have him not be a midget.
That's true.
A leading man with
a midget. He's a heartthrob midget. And from what I
understand, heartthrob midget.
Women are into midgets. Like, they want to know
what it's
like to fuck a
midget. I think it's because of him largely.
I agree with you, yeah.
I think he fetishized.
He did for midgets what arguably Adrian Brody did for,
giant
dwarf.
Noses.
Yeah, big noses.
Yeah, that's very true. Or Sidney Poitier did for black men.
Right, Sidney Poitier. Yeah.
The white man's black man.
He broke the midget barrier.
He did. He's the Jackie Robinson of midgets.
Yes. What is it? I wonder what he's got.
I think he's married though, so you know, so all those women, you know, they can fantasize.
Yeah, but he's got a.
I think he's taken.
He's got a normie.
Has he got a normal size?
I believe he does. I believe
he
does.
I like how we say normal. That's not the right thing to say. But.
Yeah, he has a normal wife. He has a kid too. There's a bunch of pictures of him.
And the kids,
they must be.
The kid's not a dwarf either, right?
No, kid's regular.
I think he got a 50-50 shot.
Yeah, that's what it is.
I would imagine if you're a little woman and a little guy like Dinklage is marrying a he must be infuriated.
Probably pissed, right?
Probably annoyed that because now you're a star now.
Now you can get some regular sized people.
I would imagine that's got to be infuriating.
Well, it's the same as De Niro getting a black gal or a black guy getting a white woman.
Yeah.
So you kind of go the other way.
You go the other way. It's kind of a novelty at some point. Oh, there's a look at his little kids almost as big as him. She's jumping. Okay.
She's fairly short, though. Okay, she's not like she's like 6'4".
She's 5 years old.
Oh, no. The wife
is really
short.
Oh, I thought you meant the kid.
The kid, okay. I think, is less than 5'8". I think the kid's got to be 3 in that picture.
I would have to think he's got to be one of the most recognizable people around. Like, he cannot just fit into a crowd. Unless you just... Probably a lot of midgets are being called, hey, Peter Dinklage, you're great.
Oh, I'm sure. And
you know, they got that look a little, and then you grow some hair and a beard, and you probably could just look just like him.
I get called it all the time now.
Do you get?
I get, what's up, Dinklage?
Hey, Peter Dinklage. So that's his wife. Yeah, his wife's not that much bigger.
No.
Yeah, it would be like if you were going out with Gwyneth Paltrow.
Yeah.
Or something.
She's a little taller.
Yeah. Oh, good for him. Put him in the stroller, push him around. Like, there's Dave in the stroller.
Why is he doing all the leg work?
Dave, you're in the stroller.
Oh, hey.
How tall are you, Dave?
I'm 5'5" and a half. Okay. My doctor said it like I'm still growing.
Yeah, yeah, and a half. And how old are you? I'm 30 and a half.
I'm not a tall guy. In fact, we had a midget on the show last week that called me out about my insecurities of being short.
Yeah.
But I'm really not that. I'm fine with who I am. I got the.
I'm 5'7". I don't have much height.
That's it. Yeah. Of average height. I don't know. What are you going to do? Yes, Keith.
Brett just walked in, too, so I'm going to send Brett in.
Sure.
Sorry about these new chairs. They're a little, seem to be a little wider.
Are these Eames chairs?
Back is a wide.
Little, yeah, is that it? I should point out that Brett is Jewish, and the shaved head is not Nazi.
Oh, okay.
Landau is usually a Jewish name, but I guess you're not.
It's Hebrew, yeah. Somewhere.
What happened, man? Know?
How's it going?
Take a seat.
Hey, sir. What's up, Dave?
Little squeeze right there in the middle. Good luck with that.
Thank you.
That whole thing. Yeah.
It was in my movie, if anybody remembers.
Yep. Indeed.
I was the guy who holds the guy's hand until he ejaculates. So.
Yes. Yeah. Very nice.
Yeah.
You're a very nice person. I think we all can probably squeeze over.
Yeah,
we
gotta squeeze
in frame.
Little.
Look at
Dan's got to squeeze in this way.
Natterman's hanging off the edge.
They've put tape next to me, and I'm far away from the tape.
Really?
Do you want me to move this way?
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe we need a longer desk at some point.
Maybe a wider angle.
Have to get a wider angle, a longer desk.
Why don't you guys hit wide on the camera?
I don't know how that. I don't know how that works, but. Squeeze it all together. As long as I'm comfortable, because that's really what counts here, isn't it, people? What the fuck do I know? Yeah, yeah, I saw you in that fine film, King of Detroit.
Now available on Amazon.
King, isn't it the King of Detroit, right?
The King of Detroit now used
it
to be.
It was the King,
yeah.
Right? Now it's the King of Detroit.
But somebody made an Elvis movie, and we suffered.
Yeah.
Really?
Yep.
There was a story out of Detroit I wanted to get to. Always some just amazing stories coming out of Detroit.
He's also from Detroit.
Crimes.
Yeah. Yes.
A lot of crimes.
Yeah.
We're none.
Very violent murders and whatnot.
Yeah. Brutal killings.
Where is the story of the woman fucking the kid in the back of the SUV? Did you get that one? The teacher? I think it's one.
Yeah, but that's Syracuse.
Oh, is it? I thought that was Detroit. Who cares where it's from?
Yeah, as long
as the teacher's fucking their kids.
Sounds Detroit-ish.
That's what the...
Well, no, the part... When you said teachers, like we still have a school system in Detroit.
Yeah. Me. That was surprising to many people. Yeah. There's... This is a phenomenon. We're not sure if it's a new thing or if it was happening always, but there just wasn't social media. I'm thinking social media is directly contributing to teachers fucking their kids. Because when I went to school, if you saw a teacher in the supermarket, you'd be like, that's the weirdest. It's out of context. The only time I see this person is when I'm in that school. And in their class. And then once you leave, you don't think about your teacher until the next day when you see him again. Or that odd sighting at some other place in the town you live in.
I think it's these hormones and milk just making them boys all the more fuckable.
You know, I think we were always very horny, but we didn't fuck the teachers because you didn't have an in. You had a very limited time in front of the other students and stuff. Now with this, you could be like, oh, I'm having trouble with this. I need some extra tutoring or that. And then the teacher gets back to you. Okay, well, and now you have a little thing. Or you go to the teacher's Instagram, and there she is with a bikini and a Corona in the Bahamas or something. I never saw my teachers in a bikini with a Corona in the Bahamas. So now they're able to see all this and go, hey, good pick. Oh, you like it? You want to see my tits? That's how they fucking operate now.
But the pioneer was that woman, Mary Kay Letourneau. That was before social media.
Right.
So she was the real groundbreaker, I guess.
She was the groundbreaker before
she
the convenience.
She had them stay after class, but they married after that.
I think they're divorced now. But
yeah, they got married, had a kid.
It lasted a long time.
Divorced. Yeah, yeah. And that was pre-social media. You're right.
Well, the only thing we had at our school was like we would get a publishing of everybody's phone number, and some of the teachers' phone numbers would be in it.
Oh, see.
And you're not going to call and talk to the husband like, hi, is Mrs. Kratz there?
Is she there? I'm having trouble with my math.
Hey, you want to fuck?
Yeah. The father starts going, hey, what do you look like?
Exactly, yeah. Why don't you come over?
Yeah.
You been with a real man?
Yeah, I... I don't know. And the fact that a lot of these teachers are very attractive girls in their 20s or even early 30s at the latest, those are the ones that are fucking the students. You can't have a bunch of junior high and high school guys in the presence of these hot women with modern day clothing showing off their fucking tits.
Whores.
We didn't have fuckable teachers, if memory serves, when I was a kid.
We didn't. You're right.
We had one, and we all knew
old school marm looking things, and no one gave a shit. You didn't want to fuck the teacher.
No, they were gross. I mean,
we'd make endless jokes about fucking the teacher, like just as a goof, we'd say, I wonder, you know, Mrs. Whoever, you know, what her titties look like. But
yeah, you'd
wasn't
wonder.
Serious.
Yeah.
Nobody suggested you actually do it.
I had a friend that got called out of the room once. He had to stand because he was too young to even be suspended or anything like that. But he had said something inappropriate. He told one of the teachers she had creamy legs.
Really?
She was sitting there, and I guess he could see under her desk. And he goes, "You have creamy legs." And she goes, "Okay, why don't you get out of the classroom?" That's hilarious, though.
I slapped one on the ass with a ruler.
Oh!
I was no longer allowed to go on the Washington, D.C. trip.
Oh, man.
Just for a hit. And she wasn't
stared
hot.
Stared at an American Indian on a drum.
I know. But she was bent over, and I just cracked her in the ass.
How
with
old
a ruler.
Were you?
Seventh or eighth grade.
Oh, that's
wow. Too. Yeah, you deserve, know by then.
You deserve not to go on that trip.
I mean, yeah, but...
Oh, my God.
We had this, like... I was in high school when Facebook first came out, so I was married to my teacher on Facebook. That was just up there for a long time. Yeah.
Did you ever flirt with her?
Yeah, but she was like much older, so it was like kind of a joke.
Okay.
But
that's how those things start.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it's adorable. I'm your wife. Oh, well, we haven't even consummated the marriage. Why don't you? Yeah, we get where you're going.
She married?
No, she had a man.
Oh.
Yeah.
Fucking
beard.
Nice. Let's check out this woman that had sex with a kid in the back of the van.
Not bad.
Okay. Yeah, that's not bad.
Not bad at all. It's
She's got a smelling shit face.
That's
like a bit of a resting bitch.
You must realize the context of this photograph.
Well, she's not.
She is being booked for fucking her student.
That's true.
So not looking her best.
Not mid-coitus.
She was able to get that little bit of hair down in the eye, though. That's kind of nice. Her eyes aren't all red.
This was Syracuse, New York?
Yeah. Syracuse. What's the story with her? She's
a gym teacher, and she started following this student on Snapchat. So she initiated it, and then eventually started sending him nude pictures.
Right. She's 29 years old. Yeah. She starts sending him nude pictures, and then they hook up in the back of her SUV. In the back seat. So they have sex. She keeps texting him and Snapchatting him. And he's like, he blocked her. That's the worst.
So like,
when the kid you fuck blocks you.
How old is the kid?
He's like, how old was he?
It's like, I don't
15.
Mind.
15.
Wow.
I don't mind you molesting me, but you're getting a little clingy.
But shut the fuck up. Yeah, stop Snapchatting me. Boy, he learned fast.
No shit.
Her self-esteem's got to be in the shitter,
this
too.
Kid's awesome, by the way.
He blocked her on Snapchat, then she followed him on Instagram, and then he blocked her on there, too.
And then he's like, I'm just going to the cops.
He said, at this point... He says, at this point, I was like, this is weird. Why is she still texting me? The teen told detectives.
Because you fucked her.
Wow. I was pretty quiet and just said a few words, the teen told police, of his demeanor after the alleged encounter. Halstead, meanwhile, was upbeat, the teen told police. Yeah, she just fucked one of her students. Well, good for him and her and everyone involved.
And she'll do very little time.
Yeah. She looks like one of the girls that do a little bit of time. Not a lot of time. The judge goes, hey, you, get out of my court. Don't you do that again. Yeah.
You rascal.
Yeah. Hey, you know how that shit works. I've seen some that have been put away for quite a while. And that seemed like abuse.
They deserve it.
Some of those teachers. Yeah, none of my teachers were... I never fantasized about any one of my teachers, ever.
Mine were all old.
Yeah.
They all had the Christmas sweaters.
Old ladies, yeah.
All around.
They were frumpy.
Very frumpy.
Old women. That's what they should be. They'd have very rarely a teacher's assistant, which was kind of a student that recently graduated or was in college and then would come in and try to help. And those looked fucking amazing.
I never saw them as sexual, though, when you're surrounded by girls your own age.
And girls my own age, right. Yeah. I was into girls my own age. That was it. Much like I am now.
Yeah, clearly. You're Matthew McConaughey's character in Dazed and Confused.
Yeah.
I do remember the teachers being, some of the male teachers being fairly overt with some of the female students, and it didn't seem weird to us.
No, it was like they were just goofing around.
Yeah, I did, like one of my teachers, like, oh, Karen, we were in ninth grade, and he's like, oh, Karen, you're looking good in that skirt. And she was, I guess, 14, and we were all like, oh, shut up, Mr. DeVito. Oh, I shouldn't mention his name.
That's okay. He's probably dead.
He's a guest tomorrow.
You're like, you're so pervy. But we didn't think
it was so pervy.
But we didn't think it was outrageous, and nobody complained.
No, it was just that the way they fucking acted. I remember the gym teacher, our gym teacher, Mr. Cirillo. I'll say his name. But he would always go to the other side, the girls' side of the gym, and flirt with the girls, and you know, talk to the very manly girl gym teacher. And then kind of, you know, fucking goof around with the girls. And then he'd come back in and we'd kind of laugh at him.
Yeah.
It was a thing. Now you'd get thrown out of there.
Well, we had a gym teacher. He was a dwarf, kind of. But he wasn't like, you know, all dwarf.
True dwarf?
Yeah, but he was probably like 4'9". You know, not a man.
Right.
And but there was a girl named Nicole in our class, and he always would have her go up to like do demonstrations and stuff, where he'd be like, why don't you just show everybody how you do the splits? And at first we didn't think anything of it, but after 3 months we're like, I think he's molesting her.
That's a problem. That's like something going on.
I still wonder if he did.
Yeah.
I just remember thinking, like, you know, yeah, she does look good in that skirt. It didn't seem all that odd to me.
He's complimenting a ninth grader on how she looks.
I was a ninth grader, I didn't perceive it, I guess, as like, to me, she did look good.
Right,
so,
she did look good. Being accurate, that's all.
Yeah, I just felt that he was on point, effectively. And,
yeah, now you can't do any of that.
But you think you're kind of a grown-up at that age anyway, so you don't see that big of a connection. At least I did. Like, you feel you're mature.
Yeah, I just saw something on the television the other day, and this guy was going to compliment a woman on her dress and said something like, that's a cool dress. Like, really quick, just, that's a cool dress. That's how you have to say it now. You can't use the word pretty or, wow, you look great in that dress. You have to say it like you could say to your friend, wow, that's a cool shirt, your guy friend. There's no, you can, the second you bring it into any kind of male-female dynamic, there's a fucking problem.
But I'll bet you some woman somewhere would complain about a compliment even like that.
Even like that.
You know, in a corporate context.
Right, yeah. So now people are, I don't know who walks around in a corporate environment and even talks to anyone at this point, unless it's business related. I wouldn't talk about anyone's family. He talked about his family and mine was killed in a crash and I feel terrible. And now you're the piece of shit that needs to be reprimanded. There's just no upside in talking to anybody anymore.
I would be locked in my office with cameras on if I was the boss of a company.
Exactly.
I'd be terrified to talk to anyone.
I don't stay in a bathroom if I'm the only one in there and a child walks in. I walk right out. Because you know what those idiots are going to say? Especially if you're doing something to that.
I just went into this all-gender bathroom in Boston. They had this, like, there's this girl's, like, taking a shit in the stall right next to you. And you walk in. It's like a full, like, regular bathroom.
Oh, with, I guess, no urinals. Are there urinals?
There were two of them. The one downstairs had urinals, but there's still girls using it, so...
So there's girls squatting over the urinals and taking a shit.
Well, not taking a shit in the urinal.
Oh, that would be great.
Oh.
I would stay for that.
Well, that's just...
But I just felt like kind of intrusive. I'm like, there's girls washing their hands. I'm just like in there. Like.
Yeah, this isn't a thing that we're supposed to be doing, mixing up the... I watched...
I don't want to hear a woman shit.
Yeah. I don't want to see... I want some illusion left of how I picture femininity.
Yeah, but that's kind of, it was a good laugh, though.
Yes, yeah,
beautiful.
I'm not doubting
girl,
it's
and she's in there
not a good
straining.
Laugh. Right, straining.
Oh, that'd be hilarious.
Yeah, she just says hi to you, like, hey, how are you? Then you just hear her just pop off a load.
Isn't there this misconception, especially amongst the left, I think, that believes that we're all so alike that it's just social construct that we can't take shits together and treat each other just as people and not male and female. So bathrooms and locker rooms and everything should just be unisex. And you see that in the great movie Starship Troopers.
Yeah, they're on the shower.
All in the shower, they're showering. And they're not talking about like, wow, nice tits, or oh, what a great cock you have. Or it's like, oh, they're talking about how badass soldiers they are and throwing shit at each other. That's not the way it is.
Yeah, and that's because they're fighting gigantic insects.
Bugs. Maybe if we started fighting bugs,
then it'd be fine.
Big bugs, we wouldn't be so...
Because that's about as believable as fighting giant insects.
Giant insects. But that's, you know, we're not like that. Guys will always look at girls, and girls will always look at guys in a sexual way. If you throw them together naked in a shower, it's going to be a little awkward in there.
Yeah, because I'm going to have an erection.
Right. And that's your problem. That's you being a fucking piece of
shit. I'm washing my dick and looking at him.
Yeah. I just really like a clean dick.
Yeah,
don't
just really
don't mind me.
Out.
Oh, it's still a little soiled.
Oh. I make my own shampoo. You just have to wait for it.
Right out of the dispenser. You don't. Yeah. That's not going to be trained out of us after thousands, hundreds of thousands, arguably millions of years of us being that male-female dynamic. It's not going to take 20 years for us to be like, oh, that's not proper.
Yeah, this is
it's ingrained.
Just me and a gale taking a shit.
Yeah, here they are. Look at this shit.
Yeah,
it's a Spanish version.
All unclipped spots. La mia è una famiglia di agricoltori. Io odio l'agricoltura. Diciamo che la fanteria
mobile. Took place in Rio, didn't it?
Yes, that is true. They were from.
I feel like even normal all-guy showers are not that open. Like, you're a little more private. They're just kind of standing there like...
Yeah, her tits are fucking jiggling. No guy is looking, going, look at those nice jiggly tits.
Dude, even the guys have stalls usually. I mean, it's not...
Yeah.
There's just washing
prison fucking
washing my tits between my whistle. She has a rape whistle.
They're not acknowledging anyone's body. Like, hey, what a little dick you have, or nice big fat tits. Jake Busey. Yeah. Well, even in Spanish, you can see their tits.
There's a reason this is shoulders
wonderful
up.
Yeah.
Dude, nobody.
Funny movie. I'll give it
that's
that.
That's great.
But that's not happening anytime in the near future where male and female are taking showers. Oh, Jesus Christ, Jimmy Norton.
Hi, Jane.
Howdy, sir.
How's it going?
Jim, there's your chair.
Hey, man, how are you?
Slide that one over. There he is. Right here. You can sit right next to your pal Anthony. There it is. Oh, get on up here, please. Ladies and gentlemen, the great James Norton. Love you, Jimmy.
It's good to be here.
How you doing?
Good,
how are you? Good to see you, sir.
I can move over a little. Okay. You can go.
I have plenty of room.
This way, yeah. Are we good?
Yeah.
All right, there we go.
It's good.
Well, welcome, Jim Norton.
What are you guys talking about?
Star-studded fucking program today.
Star
Trek. We're talking about the fact that
shared bathrooms.
Teachers fuck their kids, and that
teachers who care do.
Right, teachers who really care about their students. But how there's this misconception that men and women, males, females, can shower together, and you know, a woman could be taking a dump in a toilet while a guy's in the bathroom paying. It's a toilet, not chest. And they could just and that no sexuality is going to come into it. There's this misconception. They think men and women can be put together in certain situations, and sexuality won't come out of it, because for the past 20 years, we've been trying to tell people not to do that. But for a million years, it's been being ingrained in our brain's hard drive that's part of the whole game of survival on this planet.
Right.
And no one's going to undermine it by just saying it's not right, or you shouldn't look at a woman like that. I saw some guy complimenting a woman. He goes, oh, that cool dress. Like, cool dress. Instead of going, wow, you look pretty in that, or that dress looks great on you, or some kind of compliment. It'd be the same thing as going, oh, cool shirt, to your friend. There's no more sexuality in it, or a compliment that you would give a woman, that she looks good in the dress.
You can thank for that to all lawyers. It's all lawyers
I think
and lawsuits.
So.
It's
HR and the lawyers, those homos. Fakes. Trying to take sex out of everything.
Did you ever walk? I was walking over here on 34th Street, and there's a girl with a great ass, and she was on the phone. And I actually angled my body away because you don't accidentally want to bump into somebody.
Oh, like, wow.
Any misinterpretation of an unwanted like, I'm paranoid about it.
And it's windy today, too. That happened to me. Like, her dress, like, blew up, and, like, naturally, I was like,
my head
fuck.
Blew into her.
Yeah, yeah. So I threw her down, right? And I'm fucking her.
I was staring at a girl. A few years ago, I was... Yeah. Staring at her, she was on her phone. I heard her say, "This guy's staring at me."
This guy's in my house.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This guy's in the back seat.
Oh, I hurt my knee.
Oh, you hit your knee on the.
Yes, I did.
All right.
Oh my goodness.
I gotta use these little fellas.
Be careful.
That's it. Now Jimmy's gonna sue Compound Media.
Particle board.
Yeah, only the best particle board and styrofoam in the business. That's how we roll here. How was your weekend, Jim?
Uneventful. I was in Rochester. It was actually really good.
Ooh.
Surprisingly good.
I had a poker game Saturday. All of my drunken poker buddies came over, which is always fun.
I want to come over. I haven't been in your house in probably a year.
It's been a while. I'm having a party Sunday for Memorial Day over at my house.
Same house?
Cordially invited. Yeah, I'm out there in Roslyn, in the beautiful city of Roslyn.
You've not been invited?
All the Jews. It's great.
No, I've not been invited. No.
Oh, you are cordially invited. I'll give you all the information you need if you're not doing anything Sunday. Big party, pool, nice, it's all heated. No qualms. It's great. And I live amongst the Jewish people. They are wonderful neighbors to have. The other day I was pulling out in the Jaguar.
What kind of people
the Teslas,
are these?
The Teslas coming. What kind of people are these? The Tesla, my neighbors coming through in the Tesla. We waved to each other. Like, I love these Jews.
Yeah, but they don't love you. They look at you as they a bunch of healthy cells surround cancer.
Your neighbor wants to buy your house and knock it down.
Yeah. While I'm out. Yes. Yeah.
You have the Tesla or he did? You have a Tesla?
He has the Tesla.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No way.
He's got, no, I need something that goes, vroom!
I was in a Tesla one time. Kevin Pollak had one, and he took me in. It was actually to accelerate that fast.
Well, they're fucking fast.
It was really nice.
There's no doubt they're fast, but, charging stations.
I was weird. Noam from the seller test drove one. I went for the ride, and the guy did the 0-60 thing, and it was like, I was giggling. It was
they are fucking quick cars.
Yeah.
But I like the sound of a V8 engine, real gasoline, fucking burning, little explosions happening.
The Shelby still?
No, I have a Jaguar.
Oh, you got rid of the Shelby?
Yeah, a while ago. That thing couldn't, it was great straight, but the second you tried to turn, oof.
No good.
So I met Mike, my good buddy Mike. He was driving the flatbed that had to haul my fucking car away. I went into that guardrail.
Oh, when was that?
That was years ago.
Okay.
It wasn't bad. It was a quick fishtailed, and then just kind of went bonk into guardrail, and he showed up at a flatbed, and then we've been hanging out ever since. He's a good guy. This car, the Jaguar, just fucking glues itself to the road. I've taken those Long Island on and off ramps that are so sharp and really fast, and the thing doesn't even feel like it's ready to slide out on you.
Go to a track, like a racing track.
It's the expressway.
Do you ever do that? Ever just go?
I went with the Mustang.
I was going to say, Jag would be weird, but a Stang. I've done that with my
wife. I went with the Mustang, yeah.
I went with a Topaz.
Raceway.
Nice.
Ford Topaz. To
gorgeous. Was it turquoise like they all were?
A cool 65 around the...
I took my Ford Taurus.
Yeah, it's the same car, actually.
Out on the track.
I think that's the same car.
Is it? It probably is. Yeah, they just pop different emblems on them or something.
How was that a piece of shit?
Yeah, I went to Pocono in the Mustang. I think there's pictures somewhere on there. Pocono Raceway.
Comia. I got video of Jimmy at the track.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well.
Someone took a Ford Tempo to a racetrack.
How's it doing? Doesn't look like it's doing very well. Yeah, it's so stupid. People drive their cars. You can drive it up to the track and sign up.
I would buy
just race your shitty car.
I would buy a Tempo just to fuck it up on a racetrack.
I think people were doing that with rental cars for a while. Just take just a rental.
The, very funny.
To the track.
Buy the insurance and drive right to the track.
And then just bring it back. Yeah, there you go. They really are.
No, it's just not nice.
Yeah. Yeah, I love it. I love driving fast. I love the acceleration and everything, but too many tickets. I've gotten so many tickets now. I don't even know. I know I don't have enough to suspend my license right now, Oh, this was...
Sorry. It's just...
Oh, right. Yeah, this was... I was coming around the corner here.
Just yesterday, I got a ticket on a city bike.
On a city bike?
Because I blew a red light on the city bike.
Oh, see, so you still got it.
And the cop was standing there by the Queensboro Bridge.
Rules.
How did they... actually stopped?
Pardon?
You stopped?
That's awesome.
Yeah.
In New York?
The cop was standing in the middle of the bike lanes.
Oh.
And told me to...
You get blown on a subway platform, but you can't run a fucking...
Oh, did you see that video? That was awesome.
Yeah. I'm the one who posted it.
My dick would wilt getting blown in front of people on the subway.
Especially, and everybody just walked by so casually.
And then he looked back like, what? Like,
yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, and the guy was not into it. It looked like, like one of those like birds that go into a cup of water on somebody's desk.
Well, the guy blowing me, he was not happy.
Yeah, he was not
they put you in stock cars out there on the track and let you drive. Yeah. That was fucking a lot of fun. I think my girlfriend beat me, though, at the time.
What's that head thing for? Is that to stop your neck from breaking if you roll?
Oh, yeah. That's the Dale Earnhardt.
I was just going to say
protector.
That.
Yeah, the Dale Earnhardt fucking.
Dale proved that helmets don't always save a life.
How fast are you going there? What are you doing, about 80?
80. No, it was about 120 on the straights.
Oh, fuck.
Is your car or no? Oh, you're right.
Oh, no, that's the race car they give you there. But I had my car with me, and they allowed me to sign a paper that said, no matter what happens, they are not responsible.
How fast?
I took my car out there.
How fast did you get a 200?
No, in my car, I was about 150.
Yeah.
I didn't know you really got to know the track.
That's true.
Go into the wall.
Well, and straightaway is different.
I would be so nervous that my wheels would break.
Mm-hmm.
It was fun, though. I love doing shit like this. But like I said, I've gotten my license suspended because of speeding tickets. I had two over 100-mile-an-hour tickets within a month on Long Island. So, I'm trying to take it easy these days.
Mine was also suspended.
Yeah.
Three DUIs.
Oh, wow. Okay. You got it back now?
Oh, yeah.
You know when I'm the safest that I ever am when I drive? After I drink. And I'm not talking drunk to the point where I'm fucking,
After
a few beers, I know I can't get pulled over for speeding or dumb things that you constantly see people get pulled over for when they're drinking.
I was very careful till I nodded off and woke up on a wall.
That's probably not good. The police might see that.
I didn't have my helmet.
I suspect you're Billy Joel.
Why just Uber?
I do.
They didn't have it, or I would have.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
I Uber now, or I, believe it or not, don't drink. If I'm out, but
not.
I won't believe that.
I don't believe that.
I'm kind of glad Uber wasn't around, though. I don't think I would have gotten sober.
You think? You needed some of those.
Fucking, if I could have gotten from point A to B all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, my rating probably wouldn't
part
be
part of being
high.
Drunk is not using common sense enough to get the Uber.
Yeah, that's
I'm fine. Don't
do it.
You. Yeah. Give me the keys. I'm fine. Oh, are you?
I wonder, isn't drunk driving down now? Or I know alcoholism is at like an all-time high.
Is it really?
Yeah, it's like it's so abused now.
I don't know
why. So is everything.
I bet drunk driving is down just because of things like Uber. But
I would assume, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I know deaths are down because the cars have gotten so much better. They talk about like, gun deaths are going to surpass automotive deaths. And it's like not because gun deaths have gone up. It's because motor deaths have gone down.
Mm-hmm.
We're still only killing 50,000 people a year with guns.
Yeah. People don't really.
Really?
I think something like that.
50,000.
Most of them are suicides.
People aren't wearing airbags when they're getting shot at.
Yeah. If you took the suicides out and actually the gang-related shootings out of the shooting stat in America, we fall down to like. In the hundreds of countries, the numbers of gun deaths we have. But the suicides are crazy. I guess it's the easiest way to kill yourself. It really is.
People mess it up even, though.
They fuck that up.
They fail at it.
Oh, can you imagine?
And they go to schools in their blow chair and tell everybody how valuable life is.
Yeah. Then they decide, well, that's when I decided life was worth living. Yeah. So you got a big hole in your face.
Well, I'll never chew food again.
Yeah. Oh, God, that's terrible.
It shows them that life, there's another side to it.
Right, yeah. Right at that moment.
Oh, no care.
Oh, boom. Imagine that. You go, bam, and you're like, oh, good thing it's a... Wait, what? It's not over?
It's like the ones you jump off a building and live. It's like, oh, that looks fun.
That's a very selfish way to do it because I've seen people that have been hit by falling bodies or gotten shit on them. There was a big fat fuck that jumped out on 57th Street years ago and just splattered. And I guess a little bit of him hit a woman's shoulder and broke her shoulder. You don't understand. You build up some fucking momentum.
Right, your bones are...
yeah. They become like some fucking...
I saw a video of a homeless guy just recently in San Francisco. He fell off a crane. And somebody filmed it on...
Is he homeless, that guy? I saw that video.
He was homeless. Yeah, I don't know for sure. That's what I heard, though.
Did he fall or jump? I couldn't tell.
I couldn't tell either, because he was like dangling for a second. And he didn't seem to be fighting it too much until he was falling. Then he got all...
Yeah. I think you'll always do that. It's like people that want to burn themselves and set themselves on fire. Yeah. They act just like someone that doesn't want to be on fire.
Yeah.
Ah, like fire hurts, I think.
Yeah. Look at that.
Oh, shit. Was that a big pink mist?
Yeah, it's his head.
Oh, is that what that was?
Yeah.
Oh,
man.
Oh, let me see the mist again. I didn't see the mist.
You see that gook's head come apart?
Oh, the sound. Oh.
Oh, my God.
Did anyone else get hard?
What was he doing?
That's why, but if you, but like Jim said, you can't tell if he fell or he jumped. Like,
he's still moving.
His fucking head.
Yeah, he's still alive.
No way.
He's twitching.
Come on.
Probably not alive, but like.
And then a train comes and hits him.
Oh, boy, is he not alive.
Oh, wow.
He's twitching. That's a muscle spasm.
Yeah, that's true.
Did he die?
Woof.
Oh, yeah, Dev.
Isn't that amazing how we become just, whatever, just watch a snuff film? That's literally a snuff film.
It really
bothered
me.
And we just watched it, and it's like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah,
they're going to watch it on a crane, though. It's like it's...
I'm going to need 3 puppy and 2 kitten videos to wash that out of my mind.
Yeah, it used to be terrifying, and now it's just every day.
Yeah. Videos, you get desensitized.
Desensitized. Yeah. I don't know what that's all about.
I think after
I don't know how that's going to affect.
I mean, after like 2 girls, 1 cup, and swollen tip, and all that shit.
Yeah.
Swollen tip.
It's a woman jamming a giant rod into the tip of this guy's penis.
Oh God!
Like jerking him off from the inside.
Ah!
I think that's called sounding. That's a weird fetish. Yeah.
Look at Jim. That's called sounding.
I think it is. I don't go for that, but I mean, I do think.
There you go. Okay.
Is that real? That's real.
Look up sounding.
Now I don't even give a shit about fucking. What happened to that guy?
Find sounding where you put like they can expand their cock hole. Yeah.
That's a thing that's
so dangerous.
It does.
I don't. There's some poor bastard that's got to shove a catheter down there every day going, and he just voluntarily does this?
You know he hates it, though.
Oh.
If the doctor says catheter, I'm going to hang myself with it.
Oh, God.
I don't want to do that, dude. Oh.
I've had one in me when I was in the hospital many years ago.
Yeah.
Surgery. It's awful. It hurts when they pull it out. It's like your dumb dick skin gets all dry around it.
It feels like you have to piss so bad even though you don't.
Jesus,
like, that's
fuck.
At least how it was for me.
I can't give you an anesthesia or anything?
Let me pull it out. No, it's not that. I mean, it's pinching. It's just an awful
feeling. You're not begging for a shot in your cock.
It's just unfuckable.
I had my stomach pumped twice, and they put one.
What'd you have in you?
Some booze and drugs. But when they pulled it out.
You and Rod Stewart are in rooms next to each other.
Yeah. That old gag.
A
I
lot
love
of
that
cum.
Oh, wow. Terrible.
Oh, wait, what were we just talking about? My mind is going.
Sounding?
Sounding,
but after that, you had to be in the get your stomach.
The catheter in a urethra.
No, it reminded me of
something. How do you get your stomach pumped? Why would you have a catheter in your urethra?
Because when they put it in you, it helps get out the toxins. So when they strap you to a bed, if they've arrested you, and then they put coal in you, and then they put a catheter in your dick hole. And then the dick hole, because you're going to be pissing out a lot of the toxins.
They just want it to go right through without you having to go, I'm going to piss now.
Because you're risking death because you have your blood alcohol level so high.
So
fucking guy.
You were driving.
How the fuck? Yeah, how you made it is beyond me.
Did you puke?
As when I would drink her then.
Oh, then? The coal?
No, not with the coal. No, because you're laying on your back and... It kind of just all goes in your mouth and absorbs all the alcohol.
Oh, is that what it does?
Okay. Yeah.
Then you piss it out.
You piss out some of it, yeah, and then it kind of absorbs the alcohol. And then they pull out the catheter the next morning, and they're like, this is going to make you feel like you have to pee, but you're probably not going to have to, and it hurts like a
like
motherfucker.
Fucking, pulls it out like starting a lawnmower.
it's not ginger.
God.
Well, I got a needle in my dick when I did that. I told you about that that wanding I got, the sound on waves on my dick, because it like makes your dick more sensitive. It does like this microscopic damage in your dick, and then the healing promotes new blood cells. And I did it. I went to a session, and they have this thing where they take your blood out, and they spin it, and they pump it back into your dick with 5 needles in your dick.
Holy shit.
Doing 4 in the shaft,
or one in the head and two under the crown or something. It hurts.
It sounds like a torture.
The second time was okay because they numbed it by putting it like in my pubis first, and then my dick was numb. But the first time I just did it with cream, like this numbing cream.
Oh, numbing cream, they called it.
It fucking, I almost vomited. I'm like, do you have any water? I thought I was going to throw up. It was so.
Of course. Dude, if somebody told you they were going to do that to you, you would tell them every secret ever. We're going to take needles and shove them in your dick.
Have you ever seen
Hellraiser? I'll do whatever. I'll sign anything. Whatever you fucking need.
My dick works better now. It actually works.
Is that what it was for?
Yeah, I mean, it just makes your blood flow better in your dick. Because I've abused my dick so much. It makes
right.
It more sensitive. Dick gets hard better now. It's just great. I'm going to go for another round.
So it was recent.
Wow.
You did it.
In the last year, yeah, maybe the last 8 months. I'm going to go, yeah, probably over the summer, last summer. I actually do for a second, a third. I did two. I'm going to do one more round, I think.
And it works.
Once a year, you do it. Six treatments and then one with the needles if you want.
Really?
Yeah, why not?
What is the treatment without the needle? Like, what do they do?
Same thing. They take, like, your, I have the audio of it somewhere where, if I can find it on a video, I'll find it. It's where they put this numbing cream on your dick because your dick's sensitive.
Yeah.
And they take this thing. It looks
yours
like
was. No.
It goes like, and they rub this. If I can find it while you guys are talking, let me look for this.
So it's like a vibrating wand thing, and then it's supposed to jostle everything in there?
It does like microscopic damage.
Does that feel good?
Not under any circumstances. Okay. I have a woman handling your dick with. I got one. I actually got seven the first time because this porn girl who told me about it actually does it. Like, she works for a doctor. She's got like a degree in it.
Okay.
And she's a very sexy girl. So I had her handling my dick, and it just my dick didn't budge. Like that's how horrible this experience was.
Oh Jesus!
Your dick didn't budge.
Yeah, let me see if I can.
Oh my God! It so this sounds like torture.
So you have like a condition though, right?
No, it was just from jerking off too much. My dick was. I think it'll make it a little more sensitive.
You should go watch Monster Rain, and you'll know.
Yeah. Maybe that'll. Get you up.
He doesn't really hide his.
It's like watching the Game of Thrones finale without knowing character development. <Right.
laughs> That was a boring show, man.
Yeah, I mean, I
hate it, but
I didn't hate it. I didn't. I was just kind of like, whatever. I think if it was last episode and last night's episode as one big movie thing, it probably would be awesome.
Yep. Because
there was so much death and destruction. Yeah. So you get the finale, which everyone's pumped up for. And it was kind of just and this is how everything goes.
They removed the drama from it. I'm like, who cares? Yeah. Oh, there's a council meeting where he straightens. Now all of a sudden he's.
Oh, you didn't like the council meeting?
OCD all of a sudden? Fuck you. Really annoyed me. Oh, you're these quirky little fella.
You didn't like when they were talking about how they were going to rebuild and
who gave
the money
shit.
Would come from.
I hated that fucking Fat Sam.
Yeah, Fat
fucking
Sam.
Fucking hated him.
Talking about a democracy.
Oh, they all laughed.
They all laughed at him. He's like, why don't we let the people decide? And it's like, people, get the fuck out of here.
I can't find it.
A little bash at Trump, I think.
Yeah, I think so, too. I don't know.
No. Oh, well.
It was really.
We could imagine how horrible it is.
It was bad.
It sounds
we
bad.
You can imagine. And after you have all that official. Done, you know what you got to do? You pop a blue chew.
Yeah.
And now your cock is like fucking ready for action.
I'm going to pee.
Oh, gentlemen, remember the days when you were ready to go back when you could finish with a lady and then be ready to perform again? And when you performed, oh, my God, it was never a three-quarters mast. Always at full staff. Full mast. But like everything, age catches up to you. It can impact that performance of yours. But thanks to our great new sponsor, BlueChew.com, you can increase your performance and get some extra firepower. Like a howitzer in bed. Yeah. Free promo code. You use Kumia. BlueChew.com/Kumia. And... you get them for free. Just got to pay for shipping.
That stuff works, too.
Oh, man.
I've used them. It actually works really well.
More jizz coming out?
You're harder. You're harder, longer, and faster after you finish. So you're ready to give her a round two.
Yeah.
Girl likes round two.
Not with me, they don't. Faster the better.
It's BlueChew.com. That's blue, like the color, of course, and then chew because it's chewable. BlueChew.com created the first chewable supplement packed with the same FDA-approved active ingredients that you find in Viagra and Cialis. So since they're chewable, they work up to twice as fast as that pesky pill. And you can be ready whenever the opportunity arises. Get it? With Blue Chew, you're going to be at 100% whenever you need to be. And not only that, you could shorten your recovery period if you want to go again in the same night. Blue Chew, it ships straight to your door in a discreet package. Because, oh, my God, imagine that. Blue Chew, make your dick hard is on the box. Your neighbors are like, oh, God, look at this guy. It's just fucking. The neighbor's wife is pissed at him for not having it. Getting him in trouble. It's no in-person doctor's visit. No waiting at the pharmacy. Oh, that's a nightmare. Some old lady. Hello, my insurance doesn't come. You're just like, I just want my dick harder. Get this old bag out of my way. I've been told it keeps your dick harder and it gets you harder faster. What's not to love, of course? They made it right here in the U.S. of A. And since Blue Chew prepares and ships right to you, they're cheaper than the pharmacy. So here's the deal. Visit BlueChew.com and get your first shipment free when you use the special promo code KUMIA. Just pay $5 for shipping. Can't lose. Again, that's BlueChew.com, promo code KUMIA to try it for free. Thank you, fine folks at BlueChew.com. Love our sponsors here. Compound Media.
Really, that's like I've taken those pills before. I've chewed on those, and they are they work as advertised. Like your dick definitely is nice and plump.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a thing of the past having to deal with fucking half staff. Come on. How was nails today?
Amazing.
Yeah.
It's nails.
Nails.
We have Lenny Dykstra.
Lenny Dykstra did his show here today, and who do you have on?
Kurt Schilling.
Oh,
Sid
nice.
Rosenberg.
Sid.
And his co-host or whatever, John Taxon, I think.
Yeah. Adam Taxon.
Adam
yeah.
Taxon, sorry.
How was he? He was.
It was good. I had definitely a couple of like laugh out loud moments.
Oh, awesome.
Cool stories. Because Schilling was on his team in the 1993 Phillies, and they were like, that was before they did any drug testing or anything in baseball.
God,
so he was telling a lot of, you know, drugs. So I think he told a Robert De Niro cocaine story. In
oh,
there. Yeah. So
yeah,
didn't he put that in his book or something. And sorry if I just spit. And no. They said it wasn't De Niro. I remember that being talked about, but I don't know if that was confirmed. Or maybe De Niro just said it wasn't him.
Oh yeah, I don't know.
It wasn't me. He's a mutt. Oh, that's good. Well, he'll be back. I think we're off Monday because of Memorial Day.
Yeah.
Only Monday?
After that. Yeah. What, you have a whole vacation?
Yeah. All next week.
Must be nice.
You working all week?
Yes, XM. All week. 2 hours a day till Thursday. That's yeah, true. All week. No.
It really is an easy schedule. 8 hours a week.
No, you know. This is my baby, so I can't just be trotting off to...
That's true.
Various,
gallivanting
to various lands. Like you do, you got any plans? You doing gigs or are you traveling?
I'm gonna
vacation?
Travel. I might go to LA. I don't know what I'm gonna
do.
Yeah. I mean, who knows?
See some degenerates out there.
Possibly, yeah.
I hear you.
I'm bored in life.
Yeah, we're doing the boat thing next week for the air show down there at
this Saturday,
Jones Beach Theater. Keith takes his boat out there and we go with a various collection of degenerates and watch the. Who is it this year? The Thunderbirds.
Yeah, this year's Thunderbirds. Last year, Blue Angels.
Blue Angels.
Every year.
The Blue Angels are the best. They're fucking insane. The Thunderbirds are okay. I think they use F-16s.
Thunderbirds are Air Force? No, Navy? Or
Thunderbirds is Air Force, and the Blue Angels is Navy. Naval Aviator!
So wait, why do they have different ones if one is not that good?
Well, they're all good. I mean, to say they're not good while they're flying upside down 6 inches from the other guy's plane might be a little much. But I think just the equipment, the Blue Angels use the FA-18s, and they're just fucking amazing.
Is that how they do it, upside down right next to each other?
There are videos where these guys are upside down right next to each other with two more planes right side up at the tip of their wings, and then they all just go off in different directions and come back. And the best part is when you're standing out on the deck of the boat and you're watching and you're trying to look for the planes, like, where are they? And the thing will scream over your head. You didn't even see it. You did not even see it coming. It was so far away, and then in a split second, it's right over you, and then it's gone again. And then you start thinking, wow, imagine that, but a bomb came out of it on top of you, too. You just wouldn't know. You would just be exploded.
Yeah, I have
so
some
amazing.
Sad breaking news.
Oh, what happened?
Artie just got arrested again.
No.
When you said Artie, I thought worse than that.
So yeah. I thought worse
a little bit
scenario.
Relieved when you said got arrested.
You said sad news, not hilarious. Wait a minute.
violating drug. Is that what I'm getting? Is
yeah,
that
yeah.
Right?
We were going to do a whole breaking news across the thing.
Ruined it.
Just look. Can you look it up? Right. Let's see.
Breaking news. Yeah, let's see what they say.
He's pumping gas. So that's why I saw he's pumping gas for like a community.
He
service.
Looked good too. Yeah, he didn't look good. Like he was. He didn't look fucked up or anything.
That's a picture.
Who is he buying this shit from?
Right? The worst human being.
You know
on the
what it is, though?
Earth.
If because of that video going out, I guarantee you dealers went there and knew how to find him. I mean, these are people who are fucking animals. They don't give a shit about
and
him.
What is it? What are the details down there? Just can't stop getting in trouble. A drug-addled comic has been arrested by the Essex County Sheriff's Office in New Jersey. Radar Online has exclusively learned Lang is non-compliant, official told Radar. Consequently, he will be taken into custody by... officers from the Essex County Sheriff's Office. He will be returned to the Essex County Correctional Facility in Newark. Oh, my God, right back to jail. According to officials, Lang, 51, in violation of his probation while completing his drug court program. All the stories gave the impression he was doing great, but this is not the case, the officials added. Jesus Christ. Lang's worst nightmare became a grave reality when the troubled comic ordered into intensive six-month drug court back in March. Lang was previously arrested January 31st, testing positive for cocaine. After detoxing for 3 days in jail, he was checked into a 30-day rehab program in a halfway house before entering the drug court program. His current legal woes stem from an initial 2017 arrest for cocaine and heroin possession, though he has struggled with drug addiction for years. Story developing.
I just watched the other night. I haven't seen it in a long time. It was when we did Matarese's show.
Oh, God.
You and Artie.
Yeah.
Artie was so funny in that.
Dude, that was so fucking funny.
It was really funny, but I was watching Artie. And I was like, God damn, he was funny.
Dude, he's brilliant.
Really funny, dude.
Yeah.
That was interesting because Artie wasn't the most tragic figure on stage that night. It was Matarese.
Yeah, I understood.
Get it? Oh, there he is. Any volume?
Laugh at me. A guy's cousin had it.
remember I that nose? I remember that nose.
I saw him the set of Crashing for the first time.
So, Jim, like, okay. I don't
nose
know
in memoriam.
I probably know you as well as
yeah, I met that nose.
Like,
then 6 months later, outside. It wasn't there anymore.
It wasn't there. Like, all right. You could see that online.
I don't know. Funny. It just sucks.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, everyone was saying, wow, he looks better. He sounds coherent and not drugged out on the videos.
It's the same shit I said a few months ago, though. With the whole social media and putting out the videos and everything, it's the attempt to make everybody give you praise and give you accolades, and he's not looking into himself, and he's not doing anything to change it. And it's, again, it's putting out that fucking...
Yeah.
That falsehood. I mean,
now
that just...
he's going to have to be in fucking...
It's probably good, because the second he would get out of there, I guarantee he'd fucking do enough heroin to kill himself if he wasn't caught.
He'd get high in jail, too, though.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah?
Does he have any money left?
I don't think so.
I wouldn't imagine.
He's still doing gigs, right, before he got arrested?
I don't think he was allowed to do gigs.
Well, the initial rehab, you know, was driving him to do gigs.
Which is hilarious. How do you drive a guy? You're in rehab. Yeah, I need to go to a bar tonight. Yeah. I need to go to a bar to perform.
To be around my fans who won't ever hand me a bag of dope.
Yeah.
Did he blow it when they were doing that? Did he fuck up or no?
He did. That's when he tested positive in court for cocaine.
It was when the rehab was taking him?
He was supposedly in a rehab who just wanted him for the name, you know, so they were giving him whatever he wanted. And then he was in court and he pissed in court and got, you know, cocaine and heroin, I believe.
So crazy.
And now he's just going to be in jail now. Right? Isn't that what they do? They gave him all the chances.
Well, they threatened him 3 times with 5 years.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and they gave him that no times. So what do you do now?
A year or two, maybe. Maximum.
If that.
Yeah, maybe less, yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder what he did to violate.
Or maybe they'll give him more rehab at this point. Testing. You know what I mean? It's not like they've been hard on him.
Didn't he say he got a book deal for another book? So
yes,
maybe
he
got a upfront money for it or something?
No, they said he was booked into the Essex County.
Oh. Yeah, yeah. No, that was part of the gas station video, was to announce his new book.
Yeah.
You know, like you do in rehab.
I feel so bad, but there's only so much you can do or hope.
No, I really love the guy, and he got pissed.
Is that why you guys ended?
What are you going to do?
Yeah, it was just a little too... It just got too fucking volatile. Everything was... You know, he'd come in some days, it was fine, and he was fine and really funny and great. And other days, he'd come in, sit down, and just literally nod off in the seat. And
Dan was here that one time when he showed up with half an hour left to go.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And was just like sweating and pushing the desk almost
yeah, the
in
desk
front of
could
you.
Get pushed out into the... He was just... yeah, it was a little too much.
He took me out to dinner after that.
Did he?
Yeah, but I mean, I paid, but he took me.
Yeah, yeah, he took you out to dinner.
He didn't have his credit card on. He was like, I don't have my credit card.
I had a few of those instances. Anthony, I need a 20. I'll come over your place. Can I pick up a 20? Yeah, no problem, Marty. Yeah, so I need $50. Can
I
get
50? Gotta go get a donut.
Yeah, you know what? I'm coming all the way over. If it's 100, if you got 100, I 100. Like, okay, all right, whatever you need, just let me know.
Yeah, it was.
He did.
Yep. He did.
He came back. Right the next day when he said he was going to and delivered a crisp $100 bill.
He's a people pleaser. You're an alcoholic, you
crisp
know.
Curled up $100 bill.
I wasn't very good at paying back.
Really?
No?
Well,
yeah, I wasn't good at that either. You're right.
I tried to do the same thing where I would just try to make look as decent as possible while fucking over someone else.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like that addiction.
I wrote a bad check for $20 to the bowling alley on Larkfield Road once in Huntington.
What
in East
absolute North. White trash.
Yeah. I know. It
by
is
the way,
bad.
was your jet ski on the back of your truck
no,
when you did it?
This was pre-jet ski. This was like I was really on the fucking balls of my ass. I was fucking just broke. And so I wrote a check, and he cashed it. Gave me the $20. I don't know. I probably bought a box of ice cream sandwiches or something as nutritious, equally as nutritious. And then I had to avoid the guy at the bowling alley the whole time, which was Larkfield Road. I lived on 3rd Avenue, so it was literally the corner of Larkfield Road and 3rd Avenue was the bowling alley. I lived on 3rd, so I had to go way out of my way a lot of times to get places because I couldn't walk past the bowling alley for fear the bowling alley guy would call me out.
Someone finally told that guy, like, do you like this, Anthony? He goes, no, he was out of your life for
$20. $20. He's out of your life. You're so smart, John. He's dodging me. Anthony gave me a bad check, and now he's dodging me.
God, I just had a horrible flashback to when I was young. I took one of my dad's checks after he died, and
oh,
I wrote $16 on it so I could get exactly a weed, a 40, and a pack of cigarettes.
For 16 bucks?
Yeah, 3, 3, and 10.
Righteous.
Yeah.
That ain't that much.
Yeah, it was like right after.
To your dead father's bank account.
Oh, it's such a garbage fucking
terrible.
I remember hearing a guy I knew, his mother had died, and he was talking, and he was crying because he was talking about how, like, I look back and I laugh, but it's not funny at the moment.
Yeah, yeah.
But he was talking about how he had raided, like, taking all his mother's prescription pills after she died, like all the medication, I guess, that she was using when she was sick.
Yeah, I did that with my grandma's Vicodin.
Would you look in people's medicine cabinets when you're over their house?
Yeah, now I do just to see what they have.
See what they're on,
the
yeah.
Diseases they have? Yeah, yeah. But no, I used to. Oh, all the time. I'd be like, oh, sweet. Valium, Vicodin.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the best.
It is amazing that like there would be parties over people's houses when I was in my teens and a parent would have a party for their kids or whatever. And they never thought of locking up the drugs. The drug, they were all in the fucking medicine cabinet. Everything was kept in the medicine cabinet. They didn't think, oh, there's going to be teenagers here. I better clear out the drugs.
And if you didn't respect who was throwing the party, you just took everything.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I remember one time I popped open a fucking drawer with the like a safety pin. And everybody's like, holy shit. And I acted like it was something I could
do.
Hey,
a gun.
It was just total luck. But no, I filled it out with just a bunch of money. And we were like, all right.
Oh, there you go.
Yes.
Oh, fuck yeah.
You robbed the house.
Yeah.
You robbed your friend.
Yeah. She wasn't our friend.
Ah, fuck. Just over the house. Shouldn't have invited me.
Yeah.
Oh, what a prick I was. Blame it on them.
Yeah.
Should have known what an asshole fucking.
Oh, we were dicks, dude.
If I was.
Yeah. I'm not proud of it.
You
but
should
I mean,
be.
I bought a
open
new.
Open that thing with a fucking pin.
I bought a yeah.
Be proud.
Yeah, I bought me a new Tommy Hilfiger sweatshirt.
Always buying the very, yeah, the items you really need.
Yeah, anything to
get
look
you out of that hole you're
fabulous.
In.
Yeah, I did that fucking that white hip hop thing. It was before it was cool to
oh,
do. What
yeah.
A fool I looked.
Oh,
dude. You wouldn't like to see me in a Kango being yo with.
Oh, dude.
No.
You and I would have hung out.
It was so embarrassing.
I had subwoofers in my tour
That's
show.
Terrible. You with the stupid. And your pants. And you
I had my fucking glasses. I was such a.
Did you have like the Kango cabbie hat or like the LL Cool J?
The bell hats.
The bell hats. Yeah. I had the cabbie hat Kangol.
Would you try to speak with a dialect of,
yeah,
of the community?
Yeah, yeah.
Urban dialect?
Well, I had suffered the way they had, you know, in my suburban digs. Dude. Mother and father would make me take down my Aussie posters. I understood what the projects were like.
I know the struggle. Oh,
so
wow.
So embarrassing.
It's so bad. Yeah, I would answer the phone, what up? Buy all my silver chains at Piercing Pagoda where I got my earrings.
What up? What up? Ugh, yeah.
Very few things make me as uncomfortable as watching a white guy change the way he talks to sound black. Maybe because it's so transparent.
Yeah.
I was in the gym one time and I was talking to somebody and I watched him talk to a black dude who works there.
Oh, no.
See the switch. I'm like, what do you think? I just disappeared. I heard you.
But it can get, it's like an English accent can sometimes be contagious. Sometimes a black accent, I find, can be contagious.
Be contagious.
I have to watch myself.
Yeah.
And try to go the other way. But how do you do? You know? Yeah.
Well, Jimmy knows that an accent can be contagious.
Yeah, I've made the mistake. Yeah.
And someone might ask him how he's losing weight.
I made the mistake.
Going to the gym. Eating batter. Going to the gym. Yep. Oh, was that fucking great.
One of the more
hunting blocks.
One of the more humiliating.
One of the more humiliating. Oh, Liam Neeson.
Yeah.
Yeah, Liam Neeson.
I wanted to find one of these black bastards.
Black bastard. You've been taken.
Doing my workout, bashing in their skulls. Figuring out who raped my baby. Yeah.
He's got taken in the snow now, I think.
He's a snowplow
driver.
Yeah. No.
And his family. Can we see the trailer for that one again?
It, the rock salt salesman.
Yeah, yeah. They're running out of things he can do while being the guy from Taken.
Well, that black bastard thing is why I think it's already on Amazon.
Yeah.
I think it was just like, all right, let's just get this out of
get
theaters.
Get this out of the way. Yeah. Just, we've had enough.
We got a big
soy sauce hair.
Do you like my furry coat that girls wear?
I'm just a guy who keeps a strip of civilization open. When you drive the same road day after day, it's easy to think about the road.
How long do they go through the snowplow driver character building?
Good road early.
Why don't you just follow the footprints in the snow to find out who did it?
Yeah.
Foxman?
Uh-oh.
What can I do for you?
It's about your son.
Uh-oh. He's been taken. What the fuck? Oh, well.
Oh, he died of a heroin overdose.
We didn't know our own son.
Kyle wasn't a druggie.
Sorry, but all the parents say that.
You're going to have to say a few words.
Yeah, this movie should be not taking responsibility for yourself.
Tell me what happened.
Oh, Nick Nolte.
Yeah.
Actually, the poor man's Nick Nolte. Poor man's Nick Nolte.
I can't think of his name.
At least snowplow movies are the same, though.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. I'm going to kill him. Those guys.
And now he's the taken guy.
Why not just buy a gun? You're in Alaska. Where the fuck you are?
You don't have to get a
shotgun. No, just take a shotgun. You don't have to make one.
Plus, you can bury somebody anywhere. The snow's never going to melt.
Crime novel.
That's the comedy.
Oh, dun, dun, dun.
With the reaper.
Oh, cowbell.
My son is dead.
Oh, shit. He uses his snowplow as a weapon. And now he's an expert at everything.
Yeah.
I have a special set of skills.
Yeah. Oh, what a terrible fucking song for this.
Come on, he's the Reaper now.
Oh.
Come on, he's reaping.
If they change one letter of that, you understand what a different movie this would be?
Big gunfights and snowplow fights.
When the song drives the action of a trailer, the movie is a pile of shit.
And we just saw the whole movie, by the way.
Exactly.
Get it? Cold Pursuit.
Wait, it's not hot?
He got killed by a tree. That thing all set up. Just shoot him.
That's how the guy dies at the end. We just saw that.
Yeah, yeah. He drops a log on his head.
I'll drop a log on you.
Oh, well.
Like a black bastard.
Just paid for that.
Absolutely. Put a log on your chest like you're laying there hoping for a solid offering, but it turns out to be a hornet's nest. It's a messy disaster that you won't give your money back. Yes, happened when he lived on 43rd Street, didn't it, boy? One of them actually shot out, what are those little things called? A suppository. It bounced off someone's chest in the bathroom.
This is why
Superman. Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah, sure it was.
Sorry to hear that. Arnold Schwarzenegger was in the news over the weekend. He was in South Africa.
Oh, somebody take his son too?
Yeah, I've been taken. He was in South Africa doing one of his many charity works that he does. Disabled athletes or something nice like that. And he was doing a Snapchat of this little kid in a wheelchair, I guess, or this woman skipping rope, something silly. And a guy decides to just run up behind him and kick him.
Drop kicks him.
And Arnold, like, pretty much just, this gnat's here.
Hold on.
Still looks pretty fucking good.
Oh, yeah.
He's like 73 or something.
Yeah.
So is he?
the kid fell. He didn't even fall.
No. What's he saying?
He's going, help me, I need a Lamborghini.
I thought he said, I need an Appletini.
Yeah, I thought he said Appletini.
This guy really likes his Appletini.
Yeah. He goes, help me, I need a Lamborghini.
That's fair.
They said he's known to the police for pulling kind of stunts like this, but look at Arnold.
Wait, that's a stunt? He kicks him in the back?
Yeah, that's not quite a stunt. Celebrity. 70-something-year-old man in the back, even though it is Arnold. He's, you know.
Why was he allowed in there? I mean, if they knew who he was.
Well, in a
South Africa.
Yeah, in a country that does necklacing, the practical jokes aren't the same.
Yeah, necklacing. Yeah, how's that not going to play Sun City thing working out?
By the way, why the necklace? Why the tires when they burn you? I've seen those videos. They're terrible because they melt onto you. And
yeah, I think that's why.
I think they're
abundant.
Yeah.
They're,
wanted to get off you?
You put gasoline in there, and they'll start melting. Yeah, it's...
What is
you
it? Probably they can't melt tires on you?
Yeah, they'll put it on you and light it on. Sorry.
They'll beat the shit out of you, so you're pretty much fucking... you know, you can't even move. And they put a tire around your neck and pour some gasoline in it. And then light it on fire, and you just sit there and burn to death.
I guess it sticks to you. You can't pull it off.
Yeah.
But you're never going to steal drugs again.
Yeah. Last crime you're going to be committing.
That's a rough one. When there's a whole mob of people watching you be burned, you're like, that's a rough town, man.
Ah, Winnie Mandela.
Everybody's fine with it.
The lovely Winnie Mandela.
Like, oh, he's out in front of the general store being burned alive. It's always this sound. It's always the motor scooters. It always sounds like those little scooters from shitty places.
Yeah, they got the scooters on the fucking dirt roads. And
well, and every car is made of six different cars.
It's the shitholes like that Trump was talking about.
Well, I shouldn't have said that. That was rude.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
Clearly a good place if you're being necklaced.
And speaking of Trump, of course, De Niro, never enough for Bob De Niro.
Absolutely.
He's got to say some shit. This time, I guess, he called out the president during a speech he was giving. What was he doing? Was De Niro accepting something? Hopefully a good script?
American Icon Award.
His friend is right here.
That's Icons. Fair.
From his friend Al Pacino.
My buddy Al Pacino.
I would have been happy to present Bob with that award.
I didn't think you were completely going to get away without a Trump moment, did you?
Oh,
the producers of the American Icon Award call it a tribute to individuals who lead America. Not so fast. The champ, Evander Holyfield, my friend Quincy Jones, and my lifelong compatriot Al Pacino don't lead America. Maybe they should, but they do fill their own essential roles. People with great individual accomplishments who give us examples to look up to. They've earned our respect and admiration, and they deserve this tribute. On the other hand, the individual who currently purports to lead America is not worthy of any tribute.
Shut the fuck up.
Attaboy, Bob. Attaboy.
Unless you think of his impeachment and imprisonment as a sort of tribute. Now that's how you can make America great again.
How about someone... make your films great again, you dummy?
You know, there have been some really fine ones lately, I got to say.
The one coming out, I hear, has...
Yeah.
It's a real great
one. I want to see
cast very well, from what I understand.
Well, let's hope it stays cast very well. You know, the cutting room floor is an unforgiving place.
why did he have to bring that up? He's there paying tribute to Quincy Jones and Al Pacino. He gets up there. He starts talking nicely about them.
I thought he was accepting an award.
And then no, I think he was just presenting the award to Al Pacino. And
I think Pacino was presenting it to him.
Really? See, who even knows in this clusterfuck? Yeah, here's an award.
You see two little hands come up with the
award. Yeah. Look, we're making out. Ooh-ah. Yeah, look at this. Oh, my God. Ugh. That is terrible.
Come on, a couple of men hugging and kissing. I want to get. I want
George
that
Washington right.
His hair is long. I'd love to know. He must be doing something.
I'm playing George Washington.
I want a picture right.
He looks like George Washington.
He does.
Is he playing him in a movie or something? Or he
George Washington.
I don't know.
Aren't Pacino's they all in that new Scorsese? While,
long hair.
Yeah, but I think that's probably. I don't know.
We're sitting next
like
to Rickles.
That.
You've got your head other way of it.
I don't know.
Is that Pacino's real hair? I don't know.
I don't know. Bob Hope had real hair, but they put it on one strand at a time,
brothers.
I guess. Like, his makeup people? Yeah, so it's like, I wonder if he does that.
Can you believe I'm still riding Goodfellas?
I would like
riding the fucking, all the good movies I did with all the shit. Can you believe it?
I think Bob's work has been fine for the last...
what a tool. Right. Nice photo fucking montage of that cocksucker. Sorry.
I admire him speaking his mind like that. That's what America's all about. You don't have to agree. I, as a man who speaks his mind, I respect that.
Well, good. Good for you.
You know what he was great in? Mouthful of Shame.
Oh, that's true.
Marvelous performance.
He was.
A bare ass, I believe. He did. Of somebody who had the flu.
He was. I was noticing and wondering why. Army ads. You know, there's always been ads on TV for the Army, and some of them have been pretty iconic. You remember the songs, you know? The Army.
Be All You Can Be. Whatever.
Yeah, yeah. Be All You,
be all you Can Be. Yeah.
All That You Can Be. It was like, ooh, catchy tune.
In
and
the Army.
And throughout the history, there's always been kind of a different examples of what the Army is. I guess right after Vietnam. This is one from the 70s. Make sure you play that one first. This is one from the 70s, right after Vietnam, and it focuses on, I don't know, education and shit. It's like, play this, and this is from the 70s.
This is the Army, where just 2 years can really pay
tank,
off.
Some people jump in. But then they have chicks putting on makeup.
You get 2 years more confidence.
Helping each other.
2 years more skill.
Well,
you get to travel.
You mountain climb. You go dance
with
some Germans.
With Uncle Sam's help, you can get up to $7,400 for
college. I can play games.
All
go
in
to school.
2 years. Your Army recruiter
can
tell you how to qualify. This is the Army. A chance to serve your country as you serve yourself.
Yeah, this is
call
the
this
Army.
Number.
There's really
free.
Nothing there that shows like anything. They showed the equipment, but they didn't really show any war or
killed.
Shit like that.
Do a couple push-ups, but it's not...
Yeah, yeah, they're like, all right, mostly it's a chick putting makeup on and you're fucking dancing with some guys in lederhosen in Germany.
Well, she's got to look pretty for her rape.
Yeah, for the tailhook party.
Yeah, they do leave that out of the commercial, don't they?
Now they'd have, like, trans in there or something. But
I
actually,
hope so.
Actually, the commercial from now, it's weird because you would think we are, I don't know, I thought we were kind of anti-war and war and stuff wasn't that attractive a subject for that. But look at the commercial from now. It's
there are those who see the challenges facing the nation and say, send me. They fight for country. They fight for honor. They fight to win. Do you have what it takes?
Wow.
Find out at GoArmy.com.
This is a little different.
Warrior.
By the way, it's because the generation they're talking to all plays first person shooter.
I was just going to say it.
That's exactly what I was getting.
It looked like a Call of Duty.
Dude, commercial. It looked like a squad based first person shooter game.
Well, and they're reaching out to gamers now. Like, that's a huge thing they're recruiting.
It's like, hey, pussy, you want to do that in front of a fucking monitor? Or you want to get out there in real life? We want to see the explosions. We want to see the different weaponry. The guy had the saw out there and a fucking and then the bombs blowing up. And they even had that kind of first person look for a few seconds. And
yeah, when they take out the van.
That is what they're trying to get out of people. The 70s one was right after Vietnam. No one wanted to be bothered with fucking war anymore.
They wanted to make it seem peaceful a little
bit. Yeah. So if you join the Army, no, don't worry about it. You do some push-ups, you go to school, you put your lipstick on.
You're smiling, you hop over like the little sawhorse smiling.
Right. Mom's waiting for you when you're on leave.
Yeah, you're all making s'mores around a campfire.
Yeah. It's so fucking weird that the time really dictates it. And I thought we were really in this kind of PC world of no violence. Let's try to just get them in here by bamboozling them again, that it's this humanitarian thing maybe. But no, they are pushing, let's shoot some fucking Muslims. That's
what would be funny if, you just see like a sheikh sitting in a fucking car and his head just fucking spray.
His fucking head through the sniper rifle scope.
Yeah, I mean, historically, people wanted to fight, I guess. I mean,
it was glorious.
When World War One, if you were not in uniform, but you were a fighting age, women would give you a white rose, like in England.
Yeah.
A symbol of you're a pussy.
Yeah.
The women would shame you into joining.
They shamed you. They would come up. I heard a guy talking about this and said he was walking around and this beautiful woman with a little white flower comes up smiling at him and handed it to him and then just gave him this look like you fucking piece of shit and walked away. And people that were 4F and couldn't get in because of physical, a lot of them wound up killing themselves. They were so
disgraced.
Yeah, disgraced that they couldn't join their fellow brethren.
World War II, they were all patriots, too.
That was another one where the lines just coming
you
out.
You girls stay offices. Here and play baseball. We're going to go have the French girls give us blowjobs. Kill some Nazis.
Don't worry. I'll bring you home some silk stockings.
Yeah. And the clap. Those girls do things you can't even
French
imagine.
French chlamydia. Yeah. I met a one-hood girl named Chlamydia. Yeah, but now it's just...
How about something like... I'll try not to bring back any bullets. I don't know.
Oh. I fucking hate...
Oh, no.
You're like good-natured.
Good-natured. I don't know. Bring back peace. Oh, God. Yeah, that's pretty telling. I don't know what that
was
about, but
we don't have AIDS. The Marines do.
Don't ask, don't tell. But if you get shot, don't get your blood on anybody.
You got an '80s Army commercial?
Oh, now
I want to see that.
Find it, boy.
That is kind of in between ish. Because after 1990, it was all about Gulf War shit. So
the 80s is when we started to get obsessed with Vietnam.
Yeah,
the 70s was when Vietnam took place. The 80s
'80s when we wanted to go back and win it.
Every other movie was about Vietnam.
Yeah, you're right. Oh, here we go. You're reaching deep inside you.
No! The things you've never known. Okay, it's just gay. It's been tough, rough going,
but you haven't gone alone. Cheesy song.
We do more before 9 a.m.
That was the before 9 a.m.
big slogan.
Hey, First Sergeant.
Good morning. Freddie Mercury says.
Good morning.
Why the fuck are you eyeballing me, son of a bitch?
They're all in a great mood. Good morning.
Good morning.
Sitting down.
It was still very nice. No one's getting shot at.
No, but at least they were doing something military. They were jumping out of an airplane.
That is true. They were doing something military. They weren't in school or putting on lipstick. They really tried to get the broad.
They were doing something that could be dangerous.
Right. Parachuting.
Scare away a lot of people.
Right.
High school graduates joined the Army. Some came for the challenge. Some for the excitement. Some for the new Army College Fund. For every dollar they put in, Uncle Sam puts in five or more. So after 2 years in the Army, they can have up to $15,200 for college.
The price went up from the 70s commercial.
That guy was from the other commercial.
On the Army College Fund.
Didn't they make it just 15 grand? That's so shitty in the commercial. Up to $15,200.25. Fucking specific assholes. Yeah,
very specific. That's the Army. What did the 90s look like? Because that was Gulf War. I think there's probably some shooting going on, maybe.
Yeah, probably a little bit.
Yeah, there's probably some shooting. Maybe.
I think that was the...
Desert camo. We start seeing the desert camo instead of the...
Every time I put it on...
This is the Few, the Proud, the Marines, right?
Oh, right. The Few, the Proud, the Marines. When I'm in this uniform,
I know no limits. Yeah. You got to see the pride in my mom's eyes. Or the way my friends look up to me.
Grabs that
but none
triangle,
of that
folded
matches the satisfaction I feel inside.
Is that the 90s
That's
now?
The pride of being a soldier in the U.S. Army.
Oh.
Interested in wearing this uniform? Then now's the best time to call this toll-free number, because we've got new incentives that make joining that more rewarding than ever. Now you can earn up to $50,000 for college.
Or
if your college loans will help you pay back up to $65,000.
They really needed soldiers.
You may also qualify
up to $65,283.32. Yeah, see, they took Jimmy's advice. They rounded it off.
Would you like to be buried in this uniform?
Yeah, they're showing more broads.
Yeah,
that's how that shit works. What about post 9/11?
Yeah, I wonder if it was patriotic. Yeah, I think it's patriotic, like in the early 2000s.
Yeah, if I went from the early 2000s, because I bet you're right, it's got to be very patriotic.
It's 2002.
America's enemies must be held at bay, and we all know who they are.
It's a guy just pointing at a brown guy in a liquor store.
If you're compelled to shoot at a rolled up towel on the floor, you'll love the army.
When 9/11 happened, did you run through Dearborn, Michigan, maiming people?
Oh, down.
This is the Navy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is when they tried to remake Top Gun.
Oh, it's fucking awesome.
Like Linkin Park playing.
Liberty.
And the pursuit of Keith David, God they had smack. Doing the voice. Yeah, and then Keith David doing the fucking
getting
voice.
People psyched up to go and be patriotic.
Yeah, that's Godsmack doing the fucking dun, 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 dun. That was fucking awesome. I was down by the recruiter the second I heard that song. It's fucking awesome.
It's also fun. Something.
Surprised YMCA didn't get you down there in the Navy.
In the Navy.
Could you imagine if that's what recruited you?
Hey!
Don't ask, don't tell.
In the Navy.
Yeah, hey, I want to be bunkmates with the Indian. Is he here?
Yeah. Is the cop guy here? Where's Leatherman?
Victor Willis.
I'm sorry.
And Hughes.
I can't stop the music.
Oh, shit.
One of those guys is related to the guy, I believe it was a weird about story.
Brought AIDS here?
The patient zero?
No, the guy who fell out on 9/11, the guy who fell out upside down.
Oh, that guy.
The one that they looked
the falling man, yeah.
The falling man. I believe he is related to one of the village people. If it's the guy they think.
I don't think they know necessarily who it is.
But they kind of think they do. But just by
that weird, he was kind of doing a Y.
Yeah. He was also found out that day and was killing himself. It was just ironic that the planes happened to hit.
Yeah. Wait a minute. He just was committing suicide. I'm up here already.
Yeah, they can tell by the clothes he might have been a cook or something. I don't remember.
That's pretty bad.
There's a documentary. Yeah, it's called The Falling Man. Yeah,
The Falling Man. I couldn't even look at that picture for years.
It's terrifying. It's just sad.
Like, because you just start thinking, like, what's going through that fucker's head? He's just...
Like, he's alive at that moment.
Because the heat was so bad behind him, you'd literally throw yourself off of a... Just for that few more seconds.
Or fall or get pushed out by somebody.
Maybe, yeah. I think a lot of them, there just wasn't anything left behind them to... Yeah. You keep going. I wonder how many people try to climb down something. You want to be that guy that could just climb buildings. Yeah.
I wonder how many people waited for the elevator.
Well, you wouldn't have gotten down anyway, even if you could, because there was nowhere to go. There was nowhere to pass that fucking...
Yeah.
Says Falling Man might have been the brother of Alex, an original member of
Village
the...
Village People,
yeah.
It's crazy.
Hey.
We watched a lot of people falling today.
Yeah, we've...
Splat guy earlier.
Yeah, we like to watch people die on
the
show.
Yeah, that was terrible. You see...
There's us for on stage.
Exactly.
You see footage of people walking around the Trade Center during that and just hear like that, bam, bam, all the crashing going on from people just falling through the windows.
Even down in the museum? I haven't been down there yet.
I haven't been down there, no. I won't go down there until there are no mosques left in this city.
So never.
I don't care. No, I haven't been down there. I hear David, our old intern, works down there.
Oh no,
he works on the Intrepid now. Yeah. He's like a museum fucking guy. Nah. Whatevs. What the fuck else is going on? De Blasio, I guess, our great mayor here in New York City.
Yeah.
Who has finally decided, thank God, to run for president of the United States. Why fuck up a city when you could fuck up a whole country?
He literally has zero shot. Like, I've never heard of anybody with less of a shot.
No shot.
0%.
And the things that are happening, the wonderful video that our own Dave Landau brought us last week, showing what was going on at the 116th Street train station, subway station, under the de Blasio administration, is unfucking believable. Mm-hmm. Have you seen this video?
Oh, you've seen it.
Of course I've seen it. Pay for it. Let me see. It's a really...
It's this is... people, families... Families are getting off the train. This was 8 p.m. This isn't like 3 in the morning, which would be disgusting still. But it's 8 p.m.
That's crazy.
And they're the subways all smell like shit and piss really badly on a nice warm day like today.
Insane.
And then this is going on.
Who are those two? Like,
it's got to be drugs because the guy's not into it.
New York.
Yeah, that guy's really mailing it in, sucking a dick.
That's what I mean. It feels like it's a line, and now he's just got to do the last few.
Yeah.
but he's really putting no effort in this.
No, he's
zero
just...
Zero ball action, not massaging the hiney.
He's just sitting there. His head is the only thing
he's
moving.
He's almost grasping the chair like he's getting the electric chair. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. It's almost like he doesn't like doing it.
The other guy I admire, his casual, cool nature.
Yeah, just sort of...
That's a guy cool under pressure.
Oh, yeah.
He's
yeah.
doing the I'm a little teapot stance.
And not even using his hand.
No, not at all. He just let the other guy suck his dick.
Hey, you friend. Just said suck your dick. You didn't say
I don't gotta jiggle
anything
the balls.
Else.
I'm gonna work.
I don't have to, yeah.
You, I don't know who's paying.
Man, that's gay. That's
who's paying who? Yeah.
Paying who? Yeah, yeah. The guy on top looks like the provider of the penis. How did he talk to the other guy? Like, you know a spot? Yeah, yeah, right here on the bench.
Yeah, yeah. You got anywhere where no one...
Private?
Any private? Yeah, yeah, right here. Bench. Yeah.
Suck my dick on the bench. All right, what time? Right now while they're getting off the train.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's not the 42nd Street station.
Nobody's going to mind. We just got into Harlem.
No one will care.
It makes you wish that you were a kickboxer or something just to stop and go, what are you doing?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, why
you wouldn't
here?
Dare. You'd get fucking... stabbed or something. So you gotta but I'll tell you, there are people that are supposed to take care of that, the police department, but de Blasio's tied their hands and he lets turnstile jumpers just go.
I saw two today. I was very alarmed.
He says the police aren't supposed to do anything. The police don't do shit. They just jump over it, but de Blasio doesn't let them arrest it. And that's where you kind of cut down on the riffraff that's in the subway taking shits and giving blowjobs.
They were giving me a ticket for my city bike.
Your city bike, though. Yeah, you got a ticket for going through a red light.
That's what I mean. Like a city.
Yeah, they're giving him a fucking ticket.
It is funny the way we're going, though, from a guy getting blown to turnstile jumpers. What's next? Bugs?
Yeah.
Man was playing loud music in the headphones. And that guy was sucking that guy's dick. Crazy day on the trains.
Very crazy day on the New York City subway system. What happened? So you went through...
It was the Queensboro Bridge. I went through the red light. And then the cop was standing there right in the bike lane.
So he was probably waiting for bicyclists?
I'm sure he nailed a few people. He was on bike duty. I said, "Was it?" I didn't know this is illegal, you know, but on a bike.
I feel like giving you the city bike is almost entrapment.
Right? It's not even my bike.
Oh, it's your guy's bike.
How much of a ticket is that?
Fitty.
Fitty?
Now, did you
no
have
points?
Show ID?
Yeah, maybe I should have said I don't have ID, but I don't know if that would have...
See that on all the shows.
You know.
I don't have... You have a driver's license? No. Oh. Of course not.
And as they're arresting you, you're like, I just remembered.
Yeah.
It's in my pocket.
You have a driver's license? No. Is this your car? No, it's my cousin's. I guess there's going to be a problem here.
Your white cousin reported it stolen.
I love that. There was a guy on Live PD that ran up to a house, and the cops stop him and asking him what he's doing. He goes, oh, I'm just going to my house. I live here. And they knock on the door, and some guy answers the door. He goes, do you know this guy? He goes, no. Never saw in my life.
What was the guy's
okay,
response?
Turn around. He just was lying.
No, when you're that caught, do you
know,
you
he was
got me?
So caught. And, yeah, you got me. I tried to lie poorly. Poorly, mind you.
They let him go.
No, I don't think they do that. People are always asking to be let go. Never works. Please, if we could just don't arrest me now. Okay. Have they ever said okay and let the person
probably
go?
Probably not when there's cameras there.
Well, maybe.
No, they haven't.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think there's a few times I've let shit slide.
Yeah.
But now that they have body cams.
Well, they let shit slide while they're not, you know, I guess they're thinking about it. Whether arresting you or not. And this thing
really
on Live
is,
PD, they could detain you.
Well, we had the Live PD guy in here say it really is the cop's discretion to arrest you or not.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
They don't have to.
Why don't we ask him Maresca? Isn't he the...
It is your discretion.
Your discretion.
Sure. Most of the stuff, tickets, arrests, you know.
Keith, have you ever had anybody resist arrest?
Plenty.
What did you hurt them with?
In the good old days.
Well, I only got to taser 3 people.
Oh.
Which,
you came in at the tail end of the whole taser
thing. Yeah. One of them was actually one of my own cops.
that I did not know was out there in plain clothes at the time. Yeah. We saw a fight going on in meatpacking, and one of my cops got thrown to the ground, and I said, fuck this, and I took the taser out, and I tased the guy that jumped on somebody's back that was fighting, and as the taser went off, I heard, I'm a cop! And I looked, and I went, oh, fuck, that's one of my cops.
Was it the same kind of meatpacking we just saw on video?
Yeah, that was the meatpacking district.
It's not the Jimmy meatpacking district.
They really destroyed that place. They've spoiled the meatpacking district.
Was the guy angry with you, or did he see the humor?
No, he ended up getting 2 weeks off.
Oh, that's nice. Fine. Then that's fucking fine.
Yeah.
God damn it.
Jesus Christ. I like your elect Mayor Vaughn shirt. That's an awesome shirt. Well, it's the summer's coming up, so... of course, people would be afraid to get back into the water because of the great jaws. See, Iraq got me.
I got my water spider shirt a fan gave me.
Yeah?
Because of our water spider episode.
Water spider, yes.
Yeah, look at that.
What are those things?
Oh, fucking frightening.
What are the? Oh, that. Oh, it's Hooper. I can see.
Oh, yeah, yeah. There's a
Hooper.
Hooper.
Hold on, let me guess. It's a fun game. I don't know. Roy Scheider.
Chief Brody. And, of course, Quint.
Oh, that's great.
Robert Quint with the harpoon in his hand.
You know, I downloaded a couple of songs from a movie called The Idolmaker. Remember that with Ray Sharkey?
Oh, God.
Not
How
a great,
old is that one?
From like 1980. The songs don't hold up. He died of AIDS in 93.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, he was an IV drug user.
Oh, was that it? It wasn't
No, he was fucking girls when he had AIDS. It. He was dosing girls with it, yeah.
Oh, did girls get it?
Yeah. Couple.
I hear it's pretty hard to give somebody AIDS through just regular sex.
No, you're putting your dick in them and coming.
Well, it's hard for a guy to get it from a woman.
A cooter.
Yeah, from regular sex.
From a woman can get it.
Yeah, but I think if you just pump healthy AIDS jizz into a healthy vagina, I think it doesn't really go in there.
Sure it does.
Oh, it'll spoil it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I think she needs some kind of a...
Well, maybe she needs to have some sort of a cut or...
mild abrasion
or something, right?
Maybe a giant opening like a
ass
vagina?
Sex would be... There's a lot of bleeding in the ass sex.
Well, when I do it, there is. Yeah, so
if you do it right.
But, that's kind of the problem there, you know. That's why the gay sex thing was so bad, because a lot of blood in gay sex for some reason.
I'll tell you, no anal sex was good when it looks like the pig pen in the Silence of the Lambs sequel.
You know you did a good job.
Yeah.
And you end up going out just like Gary Oldman.
Oh, Tony Robbins. You know who Tony Robbins is, the self-help guru.
6'7".
They call him. Yeah. Big guy. I watched that documentary on him that's out there. It's pretty weird. He's a weird dude.
Yeah. It's interesting because you want to take a lot of it seriously, and then I just don't.
Yeah, maybe.
I'll apply positive thinking for like 10 minutes, and then I just see stuff.
As soon as it doesn't work, you're like,
yeah, you're like, it didn't work for me in the last hour.
Yeah, so I'm done.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah, it doesn't work.
Stick with anger and fucking disgust.
It's so much easier.
Treated me fine all these years.
Got me a job.
Yeah, he holds these seminars, and I never knew what happens at these things, but then I saw the documentary. He gets really nasty with some of the people. Like if a woman is bitching that her boyfriend or husband is abusive in some way, I think that's what this case is. She said she's mentally abused by her husband, and he went off on her. Like, what is that even? Oh, does he say he's abused when you go off bitching about this? And starts yelling, and the crowd's like, yeah, they love him. And then he slowly starts talking them down about how they should live their life. And that's how these seminars go. He's not just a nice guy that gets out there and says, it'll be okay. He really is nasty to these people.
But he's a tough love. You know, it works.
Yeah.
Except in his marriage.
Right.
Divorced?
Yeah, yeah.
But then there's somebody.
I'm sure she's a hole.
I think it's probably this sheet under the phone.
He does look like Frankenstein, though, if he was an inside trader.
We have the tape of what they're saying is
emotional. Oh, let me see that.
I've heard this.
She likes to call it emotional abuse. What the fuck is emotional abuse? Are we that fucking weak that someone can't tell you with passion what they fucking feel without them abusing you?
Lord of the Wasteland, you mongus.
What led to that?
The Ayatollah of Rock and Roller, you mongus.
I'm not suggesting there's any excuse for
just walk away. Leave the fuel.
You've had a heart this whole time.
But what I find when I usually dig in and I take the time, what they call abuse, is a relabeling of they didn't like what the person said or did.
I agree with
that. Has he loved you? Has he looked out for you? Has he put up with you when you've been a crazy bitch? Have you ever been a crazy bitch? Ever? Probably. Shouldn't this guy be out, strung up, and shot? The way you described him, certainly should. And I would normally join you if I didn't know you were lying. Not that you're lying that he is not behaving ways that are great all the time, or even harsh. But just, I know by your body that you're lying. I know by the words, I know by the context that you're lying, because nobody
like
is
a mind reader this guy.
You wouldn't have been there for 7 years.
Wow. Fucking A. So that's what they're giving him shit about? He's just, first of all, the people pay to take this seminar.
That's right.
They pay their money, they go in, they like it or they don't, whatever. But
opinions.
It's opinions.
Well, secondly, this is what he's been doing for 20 years, except
right.
with swearing.
Yeah.
Yeah, he likes the swearing part. He swears in his seminars. Tony Robbins, motivational speaker. Let me get past the shit we know. The self-help superstar, in an open letter posted on Medium, vehemently denied all allegations of wrongdoing. Secret recordings, transcripts obtained by the news site reportedly reveals Robbins launching into expletive-laden tirades aimed at rape and domestic abuse survivors after inviting them to share their stories before an audience.
But hold on, but aren't they there because there's something about what he does that helps them heal?
Yeah.
That might be his method?
It's the ultimate in kind of irony that they go there trying to get help from this guy, and then they just claim he's abusing them more than they were that they went to get help from him for. It's just this odd, maybe there's no help for you.
Sorry. All I can think about is Charlie. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I burned the roast. What, you never been a crazy bitch?
Yeah. Well, he deserved a punch in the eye if you burnt his meal on the way.
I don't know what happened, Charlie.
I thought I made him a nice meal, and he broke my back. Took out both my legs.
He charges thousands of dollars for a session. Most expensive comes in at $85,000 price tag. Best-selling author, both celebrity following, including Trump, Clinton, the Kardashians, and Oprah Winfrey.
That's like an acting coach that's got, like, you know, a few people that actually made it as actors.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, but yeah. Everybody else is in the toilet.
Yeah. So I guess he's berating. That's what he does. That's his thing.
It's scary. That voice is so, like.
Yeah, really.
Is there an effect on that, or is that?
It sounded like there was, but
no,
who knows?
Like that.
He talks like that now. He is one of those. He's one little chromosome away from having that giant thing.
Yeah.
You know, they're just because he's got kind of the look, and he's a big dude.
He's a giant man.
Yes.
Yeah. He must have gotten a lot of pussy though.
Yeah.
His whole gig is getting insecure, broken women.
Right. Yeah.
There, and all he's got to do is chat them up a little bit about how he could help them, and he's fucking, you fucking like that bitch.
Maybe he didn't suck his cock good. Show me how you suck a cock.
Show me with your mouth how you suck a cock.
Don't just sit there like you're at a train station.
Couple beautiful girls going to kick a club. Show me with your mouth.
And Cinderella the musical. We all love these Disney stories that go to become musicals. Well, Prince Charming has a little twist. He's gay. Of course he is. Is this even shocking anymore? We're like, what? You made him gay? Of course you made him gay. She doesn't get to run off with Prince Charming, Cinderella. She runs off with someone else, and Prince Charming leaves with a duke.
Well, instead of Cinderella, why isn't it just a guy then? Who does she run off? I don't get it.
Yeah, Cinderfella. I think that's been done.
That was Slick Rick did that.
She winds up going to a Tony Robbins seminar after
A guy put a shoe on me and thought he could fuck me. Prince Charming is the gay twist. He does that. But this is further just crazy sexualization and indoctrination for the children, I think.
So who's she run off with? The rats?
She runs off with some other dude. Yeah, a rat turned into a fucking lovely man. Yeah, she runs off with someone, and then he runs off with fucking a Duke. Because
she finger fucks herself in a pumpkin.
I think girl. With such a small percentage of people are really gay.
Yeah.
I think people turn gay halfway through their life or something because it just looks fun. Looks like a fun lifestyle.
Not really. People. Face down on the pillow wiping blood out of your asshole.
Gay people look like they're having fun. Aside from the sex, the gay life looks pretty fun. You hang out with people that are like-minded. There's always parties. Everyone's neat and clean.
You can say stuff very cruel, but it comes off as catty. And
right, it's catty. It's kind of that. And you call women a bitch or a cunt, yeah. And they're just
it's a grinder. I mean, at any time, day or night, you want to get laid by
it's there.
Good-looking person. It's there.
It's there for your enjoyment.
Need, you know.
But I think a lot of people, when they say, is it nature or nurture kind of a thing, I think it's both. I think there are some people that just fall into this thing where it's like, yeah, I think I'll be gay.
No, I don't think that's
true. Not genetically, like,
I think
gay.
You're gay or you're not, and that's that.
I think people want to fit. Well, in my opinion, is and that's yours.
I think there's a gray area.
I think there's people that will just gravitate toward the lifestyle. Sure. And they honestly think they're gay. They're not like, ha-ha, I showed these people. I snuck in.
you have to have that desire to have sex with men.
Yeah, and I think that's part of it.
Or a serious desire for human connection that you just don't get anymore with social media.
I think that's part of it.
There was that scene in Midnight Express where Brad Davis is in the shower.
Prison, that Swedish dude.
But that was an extreme circumstance.
That was, you know, Brad Davis did die of AIDS.
Did he?
Yeah.
Did he really?
The actor?
The actor did. The actual guy.
Not the actual guy.
Billy something. Yeah.
Billy Hayes.
Billy. William Hayes.
And he. I actually met him.
Yeah. He was on. He was on the show. Yeah. Yeah.
He really likes turkey. I mean, he talked about how turkey in very.
Did he go back?
Flattering terms. I think he did go back.
Did he?
Yeah.
Didn't he escape?
Yeah, but then I guess they let him go after the
prison thing. Yeah.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to be. Imagine they just get him again and like, aha, we've been waiting for you.
Randy Quaid went back and just didn't pay.
Yeah, Randy Quaid. Oh, that's right. Randy Quaid was in that.
Yeah.
The other guy from Alien.
He was like a serious actor before, you know.
Yeah.
Before he
went completely batshit insane.
Yes, completely.
Oh, God, where he's in Independence Day. Oh, is that horrible?
I know, but how great is Kingpin and Vacation?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I liked Independence Day. It made me hopeful.
Oh.
Snappy patter as he's hitting the.
So bad. Yeah, welcome bad. To Earth.
Yeah, it was bad.
I can't wait to see Aladdin. He's going to rap the stuff Robin Williams
I've
did.
I've seen that. That's not good.
They released the video of him doing the.
He's the genie.
Song, yeah.
Not good.
I am.
I would imagine it's just the
is
worst.
Is it as good as the Fresh Prince song?
Is anything as good as the Fresh Prince song?
I submit to you. No. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for tuning in. Today, we are we love having you, Jim Norton. Thanks for coming in.
Sure, man.
Have any dates you would like?
It's July 5th at the Borgata.
Everybody, yeah, July 5th at the Borgata. That's I will it. Be there too.
Good.
I am hanging out in Atlantic City for the 4th of July, and that includes the 5th with Jim Norton at the Borgata. So be there or be square, as they say. Yes, of course, Brett. Would you like to tell everybody what you have going on? Anything?
Sure, yeah. Just get the King of Detroit Amazon Prime Video. Also, I'm at Greenwich Village Comedy Club most Wednesdays, Broadway Comedy Club most Sundays, and then just spots all over the city. So.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, thank you.
And the great Dan Natterman. Dan Natterman is going to be at the Comedy Cellar, of course, June 24th through the 30th.
In Vegas.
The Las Vegas Comedy Cellar. ComedyCellar.com/Las-Vegas. You'll find it. Get yourself some tickets if you're going to be out in the greater Las Vegas area. And Live from the Table, of course, the podcast that takes place at the Comedy Cellar in New York. That's available on iTunes, Google Podcasts, or wherever you get your finer podcasts. Mr. Landau.
Yes.
I believe you have something to tell these fine folks.
I do. This Thursday I won't be in, sadly. Thursday through Saturday I will be at the Comedy Castle, Royal Oak, Michigan, comedycastle.com. Also, tonight I will be guest hosting Nightshade for Mike Malice doing another Dave style, so check that out. 11 o'clock.
That was a lot of fun last time he debuted that video.
That's me.
The 116th Street subway station.
Yep, we could find other places to eat this week.
Awesome. Thank you, people. Tonight, Crime Report with Pat Dixon, who didn't win everyone's fucking money in Poker Saturday. Holy shit, that son of a bitch. He fucking...
Wait,
he,
I saw the picture from Dennis where it was, he put like, oh, just a little 1-2 game, and the table was spread from right to left with what looked like all $100 bills.
Dude, Pat cleaned up. I had to buy in three times. He just, I could not beat him in poker. So Pat was doing very well in poker. He's on Crime Report tonight at 8 p.m. and then Nightshade, of course, at 11. And we'll be back here tomorrow, so tune in for that. Until then, have yourselves a great little evening.
Goodbye.